One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
What happened today?
So, this is slot one of CantCon 2012, Arcades Run, using the Diaspora version of Fate, set in the verse of Firefly fame. I'm going to start off to my right. If you can introduce yourself.
My name is Eunice, and I'm playing Mai Lin. I'm the
first officer.
Why
don't you go ahead and read your aspects.
My aspects say that comedy is the best defense. Get by with a winning smile. I hate lawyers. I'm a rebel at heart. Magnetism will do it almost every time. Almost. True friendship is more valuable than gold. I secretly love the captain. And I like to live through others' ideals.
So,
I'm a follower, apparently.
And a con man, or con woman.
First officer.
Okay. Basically, you two were in the war together, served together, had some cool stuff happen. And so she apparently is secretly in love with the captain, who is?
Captain Boken. My name is Steven. Aspects not the golden child, stubborn to a fault, those who can do, those who can't teach, sergeant of the Alliance military, looking for something to believe in, war is hell. My friends are the best at what they do. Where I lead, others will follow. Am I supposed to write in two more?
Yes, we'll get that as we go around. There are two more slots that you guys can write in as you want. If you've kind of taken time to maybe get your character more in time, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it during flow of play as well.
Okay.
And as the pilot or as the owner of the ship, you have a ship character sheet. It's a vague half-assed character sheet. Yeah, so you can come up with two aspects. We'll have the groups kind of come up with two aspects because you've all been on the ship for like several years. Like a couple years, I think, together.
Okay.
So that, you know, like you've come to love the ship, kind of much like Firefly. The crew came to love the ship.
So it's going to be your bonus.
So we'll start with...
Hey, I'm Jennifer. I'm playing Doc. Aspects are jack of many trades, yet master of none. There's nothing I can't fake. I am an operative for the Alliance. What is my real name? My memories are Swiss cheese. A rolling stone gathers no moss. The man always gets his way. Whom do I serve?
Yep.
Hey, my name's Jason. I'm playing the engineer, William Gnome Gnomsky. Aspects are I hate animals and they hate me. Authority always abuses. Machines are so simple, so clean. Fighting is stupid. She talks to me. Crowds are scary. Proud to be a gearhead. And someday the ship will be perfect.
And it's up to you who she is.
My name is Shane Harrison, and I'm playing Griff, the pilot. My aspects are numbers make sense. I haven't met any odds I didn't like.
Oh, God.
There's no star too far to reach for. I can move a ship like a body part. You can't outrun the Grim Reaper. The numbers aren't always the answer. I can always spot a cheat. And it's handy to have a skilled friend at your back.
I'm Angela. I am playing Devandra the Heavy. Just call me Dev. There is more to life than words on paper. The hills are alive with the sound of music. I can make it on my own. Let people believe what they want. No good deed goes unpunished. My brain is my best secret weapon. The powerful should protect the weak, and you won't like me when I'm angry.
Devs.
Now, with each character, if we were doing this as a home campaign, what would happen is you'd all get together. Your aspects are sort of divided into five sections. First is growing up, and then starting out. Then there's a moment of crisis where you'd involve a person sitting to your left. Sidetracked is somehow you would involve with your on your right, and the bottom is kind of where you are now. And you write down five sentences from your idea of your character, and from those sentences you derive your aspects. And the ones where you share with people on the left or right, they would either add, like you pull them in or they pull you in. So I kind of included where the inspiration for the aspects, so you can maybe understand where I was coming from, but since these are your characters now, you can kind of put your own spins on it. Now, we've kind of gone over the characters. The basic rules, it's pretty straightforward. If you want to do something, you will take your four fudge dice from the old classic system fudge. And I'll say, okay, you make a skill check. You want to make a brawling skill check. So you roll these plus your brawling. Obviously, plus is add one, minus is add, subtract one. Blank is even. And so you would add those to your skill, and that would be your total.
I don't have brawl.
Well, then you would just roll like...
You would say, Dev, hit something for me.
Yes.
Hiding behind her.
You could, I believe you suffer a minus two if there's a skill that you do not have listed. You are special. You have a special stunt. We'll talk about stunts in a moment. So that's the basic mechanic. And every roll is opposed. So for example, if you want to try to hit an NPC, the NPC will try to defend against it. The way the defense works, this is kind of combat, but this also works for social events. You try to affect an animate person or an NPC or something. You will, let's say you roll brawling. Well, I'm going to try dodge. That'd be an agility. So I'd roll my agility. This roll, I would leave out. You leave your defense rolls out. And that is for the entire round. So I got it minus two for the entire round, I think, for my agility. So you basically reflect if you want a dog pile, it's hard, have a hard time dodging it all. Or it could have been plus four. I'm super duper defensive.
Or a handy pylon.
Yes. Or I'm quick-witted so that your verbal bombs bounce harmlessly off my ego or whatever. Or I'm able to refute all your arguments. So that when you, if I attack you, it's the same thing. So I would, let's say I'm going to hit you with brawling, which is any hand-to-hand combat. You guys could pick whatever skill makes a rational defense, how you want to defend. You want to block my attacks? Use brawling. If you have a sword, perhaps use a sword to parry. That'd be close combat. If you want to flee, agility, or dodge, agility. Just whatever you can justify that would make sense. And then you would roll, and you would leave your roll out. So that perhaps the other NPCs, or, you know, if, let's say, Boken here is tired of gnomes crap and wants to jump in on the dog pile, he would roll against, that would be his. Now, on the back of the skill sheet is a, what's called the ladder. The ladder is the basically will be the difference of the rolls, the offensive roll versus the defensive roll. We'll tell you how many levels of success you got. So, for example, if you hit me and you beat me by two, that would be a decent success. If you attacked me and I defended well, so that you came out with a minus two, a terrible attack. And that's the basic mechanic. I have an extra sheet if you want your own personal.
Please, if you don't mind.
No, I printed out plenty.
Are you sure?
Yes, I have actually one extra because they're sharing. And I have one for me as well.
Probably a good thing.
And you can kind of see that there is actually a combat sheet, which is a little bit more refined for combat, but these basic type things will apply. Aspects you can tag, which is another term for invoke. You can tag an aspect to modify your role. For example, Devandra, we'll just go stick with the combat theme. She is really good at pounding things. She could say, I am going to tag my, you won't like it when I'm angry. So roll your dice. So she comes out minus one, doesn't like that roll, even though her brawling is awesome. She wants to do better. So she'd spend a fate point. She'd spend a fate point and she would tag. And then she could either add plus two to that roll or re-roll the entire thing.
Either plus two or re-roll?
Or it's up to you. Which costs a fate point. Alternatively, you can, for example, let's say going back to the doc whose memories are Swiss cheese and she's going to do something wacky that you don't think makes sense for the story, you could invoke, I'm sorry, doc. Angela can invoke that and say, I'm sorry, doc, I don't think you remember that. Remember, your memories are Swiss cheese. And then you would give her a fate, and if she decides to accept that, you would give her a fate point. And that would nullify your action, because she's using that aspect against you.
So,
you don't want to that, if you want to power through that, you would say, no, I really want to do it, and you'd give her a fate point back. So this game, we're going to be passing fate points out. It's really called the fate point economy. I, as a GM, if I want to invoke an aspect against you, because I'm not going to do it for you, that would be silly. You know, I would say something like, you're not the golden child, you're so used to being beat down, you're not going to stand up. And I could say, do you want to do that? I'll give you a shiny fate point. And then you'd have to say, you'd have to think, pay a fate point. Yeah, you'd have to pay a fate point then to, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, so if someone evokes a fate point against you?
Basically, I'm trying to bribe you, and if you say no, I think you have to buy them off, I think.
If you accept the bad luck, then you get a fate point to play with later.
You can only tag...
Or you've got to spend one in order to not accept it.
It's called compel. You can compel an aspect on your opponent before you roll the dice. In this case, you offer your opponent a deal related to his aspect. He can take the deal and one of your fate points, or deny the deal and give you a fate point. So again, if I want to compel your aspect, force you to play one of your aspects, we pay it a fate point.
To kind of act against your character's nature, because these aspects, it costs you a fate point. But you gain one if you play your character.
Only if someone compels. You can play your character however you want. Mm-hmm. If I, the GM, though, want to really force one of your... That's where the aspects are really powerful. Mm-hmm. Because you can put aspects on anything. The ship has two aspects that you as a group can come up with. Environments have aspects that are freely taggable. To use your own aspects costs a fate point. If you're in a smoky room, you write smoky as a tag, and you can tag that. One aspect can only be tagged per... Yeah, you may only tag one aspect from any given scope per rule.
And you said a room could be smoky, and you could tag that, so then you could then vote and say, you know, this room's all smoky, I don't think you're going to be able to
yes,
speak
but
to
because
what you just tried. Or, you know.
So, but because it's a room, it's freely taggable. The first person who tags smoky gets it for free. You just grab it and say that. If someone else wants to use smoky, they'll have to pay a faint point. But the first person to use freely taggable, hence...
The cards.
We can write tags out as we need to. Damage. Much in a very vague way. Social. It could be starship. How to keep track of losing is the better way to say it, except damage. All of you have three composure tracks. Health, was it
composure?
Composure and wealth. Wealth probably won't come up. You're all, I mean, you're all struggling, kind of a la Firefly. It's pretty much crew, and the setup is sort of a Firefly ripoff. I won't lie. So it's at the feel, though. You guys are making by, but not, you know, more the idea of being free in a way and untethered is the more attractive part to the actual making money. Making money's a bonus. Where was I going with that? Oh, yes, damage. So, we roll. I'm trying to hit you, or I'm trying to best you in social combat. That's composure. Wealth would be, we're talking about assets. Like, if you want to try, you know, if someone wants to financially, you're getting, like, big into financial stuff, we'd use wealth. So, let's say in the social combat, I'm trying to seduce the captain. And we roll off. With the difference... So let's say I'm rolling whatever, charm. I have a 3 in charm, so this would be a 6. What'd you get?
I evened out.
Evened out. So were you using charm? What were you trying to do to oppose my seduction?
Resolve.
Resolve. So add your resolve to your, so your 5. Resolve, 5. So I beat you by 1. So what would happen is, and there's all, you know, all the tags, all the aspects have been resolved, all that nonsense. So 1, you would subtract 1 from your composure. The minute all of your boxes are filled up, you're gone. If I beat you by 4 or more than 1, you go from that box, you go to the second box or third box. If I beat you by 3, 4 would be the fourth box. You mark all the boxes. So theoretically, you can do a one-shot knockout.
Okay.
How do you stop yourself from being, because, you know, 4 is a pretty big number. Most of you have 3s for some of these stats. Like, mind you, it was probably a day or 2. You take consequences. Consequences are aspects. So let's say in a charm, you could say, let's say I knock you out. I have, what, you're 5 resolve or 6?
5.
Oh, yeah, you guys need, I need to tell you, damn it, which attracts are. I'll do that in a second. To prevent yourself from being maxed out, what you do is you take a consequence, which is a tag. You can take a minor one. Where is it here? Look it up real fast here. Of course, it's not. You'll take a composure, and then what you'll do, or a consequence. The first, the minor ones, basically it's how quickly they heal. There is like minor, inconsequential, and major. Or I forget the 3 levels. The lowest level deducts 1 from the damage you take. The second deducts 2. The most serious types of consequence deducts 4. So if someone's like in physical combat, you want to take a 4, you could say, my ribs are broken. You write, ribs are broken down. Subtract 4 from the damage, and then apply whatever's left, if there's any left, to your track. At that point in time, that's a freely taggable aspect that I can use against you. So like later on in the combat, you want to swing at me and say, no, I think your ribs are broken. That hurts.
Okay.
Take a fate point.
Anybody over...
Okay. So that is where it kind of comes, that's where those come consequences.
I have a feeling I'm going to see a lot of it in action.
Well, that's not you, but anybody.
I mean, to help me understand.
Yeah, yeah. That's why the opening scene will kind of help with this. So, yes, we get ready to start here. Lastly, so stunts. Stunts are just nifty stuff that enable things. You'll see they have some special rules I wrote down. Most of them, like the pilot, he had to spend a stunt so he could fly military-grade aircraft. Military-grade vehicles he can pilot. Most people take the pilot skill, would only be able to pilot civilian stuff. Some of you, see, the first officer has a stunt, winning smile. She can use charm instead of assets to get money, to procure things. And eye candy, because she's pretty hot, or however you want to describe yourself. Other people can use, if you're nearby, they can use your charm instead of their charm skill. Now her charm, up to 3. So if you have a charm less than 3 and she's nearby, perhaps you know, while you're kind of like a wingman, right? You can maybe, you know, say, hey,
hey
look,
boy.
She likes you. Perhaps you should help me out. I can put a good word in for you. That's kind of the basics of stunts. The doc has a special stunt, which basically allows her to take any skill that she does not have written down for a scene treated as one of three.
In the most draconic voice you can
imagine. Operative training. Yep.
Yeah, so if she does not have it written down, she can decide, I have first aid at three for the entire scene. Or
can use own albatross for it?
Oh, well, that was the price you had to pay for actually owning the ship. The ship is yours. You have the pink slip.
Okay, so it cost me a stunt, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the have an equipment. The pilot has a groovy bomber's jacket, leather, you know, squadron jacket, which actually gives some armor.
Okay. So we get to write down one more stunt?
No.
One blank. Okay.
Because it's basically two
more traits.
Yes, now two aspects.
Aspects.
You all can come, you don't have to if you don't want to. You can do it now, or as it comes up during the play, say, that's a great idea, I'll write that down.
Okay.
Same with the ship. The ship has two aspects. It could be something like in the Serenity role-playing game. I believe the Firefly was well-loved. Everyone in the crew loved the ship. So that should something happen in space, you want to get that extra aspect attack to get that plus two of that reroll to avoid the Alliance cruiser, the asteroid, the Reavers, or whatnot. You could invoke that tag, or if she's damaged from the aforementioned Alliance cruiser, asteroid, or Reavers. Come on, baby, we need to go.
Redundant systems, extremely repairable.
Things like that, yes. Super fast.
Fantastic engineer.
Yes. So that's the basic system.
Unique, I mean, tricked out.
So
no, actually, there's a hidden compartment right here, honest.
You know, made the Kessel Run in 3.2 parsecs. So, one last thing. If you're on the defensive and you beat and you win, I'm attacking you, I'm trying to seduce you or whatnot, doing something you don't like, and you win, you gain what's called spin, which is basically a special free point that you get to spend within a turn, or someone else can use. Or like, for example, someone attacks you and you parry so well that they're now the person's disadvantaged because they're overextended or whatever. The next person in combat can take advantage of that, use that spin token as in basically an aspect.
So plus two?
Or a reroll, I believe. I'll check that real fast.
Okay. All right. That's what you said earlier. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure I understood.
Yeah. Just real. Oh, yes. Shifts and spin. Ta-da. Yes. If you beat up the ladder, you win. You can, because you narrate. You narrate the results of your successful action.
Okay.
Also, when things come, like you defeat an opponent, it's sort of that give and take. For example, if you're in the fight and you're losing, or I have an NPC, I can make a bargain. I could say, you know what, I'm going to lose. Here's how I'm going to end the scene. I'm going to end it prematurely. I'll bribe someone with a fate point. I think I bribe you all with a fate point and say, if you let my bad guy go, you guys win, but there's a but, right? It's not like you've totally defeated the guy. He wins, but he escapes. Or if you guys want to lose, say, oh, you're getting your asses kicked, perhaps you say, instead of being knocked out, something happens and we leave with our tails tucked behind, firmly between our legs, or something.
Okay.
We narrate right through that. It doesn't have to be all or nothing like traditional combat.
Is that?
So, spin can be used by allied game. Oh, spin is plus one on a roll. Basically, your defensive maneuver put your opponent at a disadvantage, or one of your allies at an advantage somehow. You need to use spin by the time it comes back to whoever generated it. So I'll pass out a red token. For example, if you do beat the roll by three, I give you a spin token. That spin token, if you want, it has to be used before it's his turn again.
Okay.
So, ready to get started?
Yep.
Okay. Arcady's Run. You've all read the blurb. So, the blurb. Down on their luck and desperate for money, the crew of the Albatross was on Persephone looking for an honest job. Yesterday, you were hired by a strange woman named Arcady Rebekova. She wants to be ferried out to the Motherlode around Red Star. Or Red Sun, I'm sorry. There's nothing out there, but her creds were good, and it should be easy. She's supposed to return to the ship today, but you just can't shake the feeling that this won't be as easy as it seems. So, you're on Persephone, and much like the premiere episode, the pilot episode of Firefly, your ship is landing, is basically on the ground, docks down, or the boarding ramp's down, you got the, you know, for hire sign placard out.
And she's doing that.
Oh, so you're standing there with a little parasol board.
Absolutely.
Now, the opening text box text, everyone's favorite. Things are looking up. After many days of no job prospects, things started hopping. First, you're approached by a woman named Arkadia Rybakova, asking to be flown out to the Motherlode belt around Red Sun. Then after signing the passenger contract with Miss Rybakova, a man by the name of Damon Johnston commissioned you all to ship a small herd of longhorns to Jiangyin, which is also in around Red Sun.
What was his name?
Damon Johnston. Yep. Then a Stefan Cho contacted you about transporting a few crates to Greenleaf. How handy. The best part about it is that both are in the Red Sun system. Three birds with one stone.
Woohoo!
Now some of you are at the Albatross overseeing the loading of the cattle, while the rest of you are at O'Malley's, a nearby bar, negotiating with Mr. Cho over the cargo delivery, .. So we've already established the first officer is at the ship. Who else is at the ship? Overseeing.
Well, we're going to go to negotiations. We might want her with us.
Well, it's up to you. What do you guys want to do? You have to split the party.
Who has verbal skills?
Not making him.
I will not be near the animals.
I have oratory and bureaucracy.
You want to come with us?
And brokerage.
I want to go talk to the show.
As
the
pilot,
so you're going to let these stinky animals alone, unsupervised in your ship. By you, anyway.
By me, yeah.
Well, do you three want to stay with the ship and us three will go? Because I know they keep the muscle with the ship. No one hijacks my damn ship.
All right.
So who's at the ship? Okay, who's at the ship? So these
that half of the table.
This three, then you three.
He's with us.
Yeah. Okay. So the docks with us.
Oh, the docks. Okay.
Whoa. What? Okay.
Are you on the ship or are you going to O'Malley's?
I thought I was going to O'Malley.
Okay. Well, so then apparently I'm.
Okay. The first officer. Is the first officer going to the bar?
You're for negotiation. Yeah.
Four. So you, bar.
So he won't stay on the ship with the animals.
Bar. So that's three. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it? Because that'd be an even split.
I guess I'm going to lose.
So, you four at the bar.
We can take care of it.
Okay.
You'll beat the
we
cows
have
into
communication devices, right?
Oh, yeah. You have, earbuds or whatever, comlinks.
That's great.
You could write
do
that down.
Do I have a panic button?
You could probably have set up a prearranged signal.
You take the ship and you come rescue me.
Yeah, you could say a certain code word or, you know. Okay.
Well, so, actually,
right. We hightail it. Y'all not on the ship. Sorry.
At any point in time, can we decide, you know, we had a prearranged.
It is his ship.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, if you guys have prearranged. Yeah.
No, we don't have to think of all this stuff beforehand. We can do it for story purposes.
So, yeah, there is a prearranged code word that basically says, get the ship, bring the ship to me, post haste.
Is the ship armed?
Was the Firefly armed? Was
no.
I'm sorry, the Serenity armed? No.
No.
It's highly restricted.
Not a military ship.
Now, most people, for the sake of the game, we're going to use the Firefly class. We could bust out the map in the book if you want to still, if you don't know what it looks like. But that's the basic idea. You're flying a transport.
They may not know it's on our ship.
Yes, okay. Most people don't know jack about ships.
Okay.
So we're going to start off at docking pad 079. The crew stays, blah, blah, blah. There's 11 head of cattle. Now, Damon Johnston's there. Of course, he has the to-be-expected cowboy hat, the big old, 10-gallon, all folded up with the snakeskin or whatever analog that would be. And he's there going, he's got a couple other guys, and they kind of backed up this big truck. And they're just now, of course, because it's Firefly, are now opened the gates and are sort of herding the cattle into. So, have you guys, I'm assuming you've probably set up pens.
Semi-prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, give me, does one of you have animal handling?
I do have animal handler.
Woohoo!
Do you care to make that just a roll?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
That's
woohoo!
Good.
That's a three!
Okay. It's.
Glad she's
here. The cattle seem a bit lethargic. It's kind of in the morning.
Move them!
And they're just. What are you doing, Griff?
Let's go. I need a whip.
I'm gonna stand back towards the gate and kind of keep an eye on the guys.
Okay. Do you have alertness?
Yes, I do.
Feel free to make an alertness check.
Three.
Wait. Plus your alertness.
It's a three rank skill, so six.
Yes. So I'm sorry. If it says rank three, that's the value you would add. Whatever the value of the rank is, you add that to the die.
So it's six.
So.
You're hell alert.
Yeah.
Yes, and technically speaking, that would be a... Six would be a fantastically alert. And as you're doing that, there is a woman approaching the ship. Now, she's not being too stealthy or anything, but with all the cattle and there's a lot of dust kicked up and the obnoxious and that stuff. And the guys are like moving around. There's like two guys plus Damon. And Damon's like, don't whip too hard. Them's paid for.
I'm not actually hitting the cows. It's the sound. You gotta get it close to their ears.
Gotta get them to move.
Like I know.
Exactly. Well, your animal handling one tells you that.
That's
right. So, you see this woman approaching the ship, and because the captain's told you, described you, you recognize her as Arkady Rybakova.
Not just described. She's a picture.
Yes. She's being carried by a rickshaw. This guy, and she's kind of looks a little bit nervous. And she and she's like, stop here. The guy's like,
I walk out. Good day, ma'am. How can we help you?
I believe I'm supposed to meet a Captain Bokin, I believe. I'm Arkady Rybakova. I've purchased, and she fishes out this hastily crumbled up, receipt that's all handwritten.
The captain's out. Gathering supplies. He should be back shortly, but are you ready to board now?
Oh, yes. And she kind of points to the rather large duffel bag. And two. Yes.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help board. We gotta make sure we get this cattle on first.
Okay. You happen to also, because of your awesome alertness and because it's kind of obvious, she seems rather nervous. She's looking around.
Uh-oh. Ma'am, do we need to get you boarded as soon as possible?
Oh, I think I'm okay. We should be fine. It's all shiny. And O'Malley's. O'Malley's is a typical dive. Mostly a local place. Nothing too exciting. You know, there's other ship captains hanging out there, other dock hands, etc., drinking. It's only, 10 or so in the morning. And completely out of place is this gentleman wearing a rather nice white suit. White, it's not like a tie or anything, but he does have, he's got a pink shirt. Very Miami Vice-esque.
We're thinking this is Stephen Cho.
Yes. You can tell he's got distinct Asian features. Dark hair, the dark skin.
I more or less amble up his general direction.
So you walk up to him.
With her.
So you two are going to the table. He has his PDA or whatever it is, a data slate or book or electric book, whatever. He's looking at it and you can always kind of check people out looking down.
And
then he kind of sees you guys and he looks down and he smiles. Stands up. What are you two doing? It's your typical smoky dive. There's a jukebox.
The device that he was using, and if it's something out of the ordinary, I might be interested in it. If it's not,
it's a data book, standard. Okay. I mean, it's basically whatever. Your tablet PC, basically.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, it looks off the shelf. By the way, you have an awesome tablet PC.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down with my back to the wall and start fiddling with my device.
Yes, the jukebox is playing some sort of techno Asian fusion thing from about 30 years ago.
What are you doing, Doc?
I'm going to be checking out the place and kind of, I'm going to remain standing.
In fact, if you guys remember from Serenity the movie, the bar they were kind of in, where they walked down and they had all the ads flying. It's pretty much like that.
Okay.
And he's just sitting there behind the table and smiles as you guys approach, especially. He stands up and offers his hand. Captain Boken. And who is this fine lady here?
Hi, Lynn.
And he kisses your hand. And he waits till you guys sit down, of course, before he sits. And then I'm sorry, I didn't know what you all like to drink.
Fine at the moment, thanks.
Whatever the local specialty is.
And he just, just gestures. There's no waiter, really. The bartender is like, what do you want? He's like, I'll take two of your, whatever's on tap. Your best beer on tap. And he's like, okay. So he comes back with two mugs of frothy goodness. So he says, yes, I've heard that you are a very reliable deliverer of goods.
Word gets around.
And I have about 4 or 5 crates. And by the term, he's kind of gestures the size, and you kind of get the idea. This sort of standardized, roughly 4x4 crate size. Standardized deck sort of container, standardized container. Standard containers that I need to have delivered to Greenleaf around Zhukyu, the Chinese name for Red Sun.
Okay.
Might be we could do that. How much do the crates weigh?
Oh, they weigh...
Does it give me an okay number? Not 20,000 tons?
No, they can only hold so much anyway. It's like, it's like a couple
size,
hundred pounds.
He's making me nervous, but I'm going to...
Yeah, they're standard crates.
Casually ask about the weight. Okay.
And he says...
They got to be there anytime soon?
Well, as soon as you can get there. I mean, the sooner the better, but...
Any special shipping instructions?
Don't open them.
Well, that's
we were paying for your discreet, yes.
It's kind of standard, isn't it?
And I'm prepared to do this for 900 credits. To give you an idea for this sort of load, and this run be roughly anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500, depending on how you want to inflate it. Play it. That's kind of the average. You go higher, whatever than that, but he's kind of lowballing you with 900.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't think that your crates would be able to get anywhere near there for that amount. Especially if you want them in one piece.
Wow.
And use your charm. Make her work.
But
here.
Would you like to GM? I guess you are. You are GMing.
Yes. She's getting by with a winning smile.
But see, you would be trying to force her to use that. She may not want to. Well,
I can. It's fine with me. I figure that kind of makes sense.
So you would give her, if you want to, you give her the token.
Right.
Do you want to take this?
Yeah, sure.
If you don't, you give her the token back.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So you take it, and now when...
If you get it back, then she has to pay her own.
No, she's going to
use
it now.
If she said no, what would happen was Angela would take hers back, then she would have to pay her.
That's what I thought.
So she would basically, there one person would come out plus one, one would come in minus one. So he's like, but
my last name now is Robertson. You
I was saying Angela Harris.
Yes, I was going to say Angela Harris. Pretty good.
It's going to be a five.
After the game.
Now, you get to add your charm. Yes, a five.
Five.
Boy, he came out even the hard way, which is probably the most common role.
Five.
He's like, well, I'm hoping to avoid any alliance entanglements, so perhaps...
Well, that's the real trick.
I say that if that's what you're asking us for, then perhaps...
Yeah, so he's like...
2,500 would be more in the ballpark.
Oh, wow.
2,500. He actually stops for a moment and he picks up his pad. And
we are the best.
And you got five, right?
Yep.
And he did not get a five, for the record. technically, technically, just so you guys know, I rolled a minus one. I leave that out here for his charm.
His difference of six. She's fantastic.
No, well, his charm is a two, so it's actually a difference of four, which is great. However, I'd have to actually, what is my composure? My composure is three.
I don't have a way to boost her, do I?
You don't need to.
No, okay.
But yes, you can. You can assist other people, I believe. We could look at this up for a second. So basically, I'd have to take a consequence. And his consequence is he's smitten by your beauty.
Ooh, now he's a tag smitten.
So now, what that means is...
Yes.
So that you guys can now tag that in further negotiations.
And I figured that if he was going to lowball us, I might as well play hardball. So.
That's right.
So he's like...
You know. You've heard of us. You know that we're the best and we can get it done.
Well, I have budgets. And as
that is not my concern. That's your concern. If you want it there, you want it done right... You'll pay us the fee.
I can go as high as 2,000. But only if we take if we have this next dance.
Is that like really overpriced or just
1,500 is the high side for a milk run like this.
Okay, I'm gonna do a discreet search on this guy's name.
Okay.
In my data pad, just
okay.
Very much trying to like pull a little bit of information, so, but not be.
And by the way, your character, that makes perfect sense because you're completely oblivious to the fact that right now the rest of you are. The rest of the bar doesn't really exist right now for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Doesn't what?
The rest of the bar. He is so focused and intent. He is smitten by her. So.
Right.
2,300, and I'll give you two dances.
So you're doing a discreet dance.
No, he has to do it. I mean, discreet search. I don't think I'm being discreet.
Well, you could do a discreet dance and sit in the chair.
For 300 credits, the dance may not be very discreet.
I believe that you want to use, I believe, computers. Now, normally that's more of a space skill for, like, data warfare and stuff like that.
Computers or communication.
I'd say computers probably makes a little bit more sense.
Okay.
So you roll your dice.
Right. So I'm even, and computers are four.
So
that
would okay.
Be...
Stephen Cho.
Is that Stephen?
Stephen.
Okay.
Or Stefan, as he prefers to pronounce it, because he's kind of a, you know, that kind of guy, pretty guy. He works for a small shipping firm. It is the Wing Kong Exchange. And... It's a shipping, not only a shipping, but it's a warehouse and warehousing and, they don't own ships of their own, but they do manage deliveries and things like that. They have offices throughout, I would say the rim, the core of the rim. Looks like they're, and you can probably tell they're looking to expand out into the red sun in the border area.
So your business is done largely outside of Alliance control, just in terms of, or influence, I should say.
You did decent enough that there's not a lot of information on them. I mean, like all the public stuff, they have all the public standard stuff. A deeper dig on him, they're expanding out to the rim.
Expanding out to the rim.
You probably gather they're trying to avoid being taxed.
Okay.
If you have brokerage,
she has brokerage.
But you're not really looking at the same stuff she does. Brokerage is basically the business of interstellar transport.
But I should be able to tell whether they do most of their business outside of what are normally Alliance-influenced areas or inside the Alliance.
They're primarily within the core and the the halo, basically this area here.
The halo, okay.
Yeah.
This is where they do most of their business. They have started recently expanding out into Georgia and Red Sun. There has been some talks. They have sponsored a few... or they've been involved with supplying up the settlement efforts on Newhall, which I believe is around Collegia, which is the most recently terraformed moon. It's around the protostar Pengali, I believe.
Newhall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's been recently terraformed, and they've been shipping settlers out there. They've been helping supply the new colony and stuff like that. So... and you gather that they're trying, probably the most reasonable explanation is that they're trying to avoid any taxation upon, or import fees and tariffs.
So this might be something extremely expensive, where the taxes would be truly outrageous.
Or inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
And more, maybe $2,000 is just cheaper than whatever they're paying taxes. Or 20, or whatever he's willing to pay.
So he says 2,300.
He says two dances. Well.
Yar smitten.
She's a mighty fine dancer.
How can I say no to eyes like that?
I don't think you can.
I am unable to.
So we have a deal?
We have a deal. And he looks out his data pad, he starts typing some stuff up, pushes a button in a little thermal printer or whatever, and prints a hard copy. I'll also ship you, give you an electronic copy, a few little thumbprints here and there. Actually, he hands it to you. You probably need to take it from her because... Yes.
Sorry.
I apologize. Thank you. He thumbprints it or whatever. Prints out a copy for you.
See on our tablets that the money's been transferred.
Well, half. Half now, half upon delivery.
Okay.
There's that, yes. You can check your bank account. It's there.
How do we pick up the other part of the money in front when we get there?
You will be contacting a... there it is right there. To an Albert Farnsworth.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Great name. And he'll have the other half.
Of course. If not, you can please free feel contact me at, and it gives you an email address or...
I make sure to note that.
Yes.
Where on this little moon will he be?
Well, he should be waiting your arrival just when you land... here's his contact information. Just let him, when you get in orbit, he'll meet you at the docks. He'll pick up the cargo.
But no one at that end will have a problem with this cargo.
No.
So
why?
We're worried about discretion on the way there. Very well. Just making sure I understood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is nothing illegal. No. Do not mistake this, sir.
Good. Glad to hear it.
And then when the crates, and he's also, you see him typing away.
Do I got some kind of ability to tell whether or not he's lying when he made that last statement about not illegal?
Let's see. Ability to the skills for social stuff are kind of weak.
Bureaucracy? No.
There really is. Alertness is probably the best you'd have.
Alertness.
Which I don't seem to have.
I do.
You can make...
Sense motive?
Do you have any...
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm looking for.
Let's see. What aspects do you have?
Let's see.
We don't have you here. You can spot the chief.
He probably knows from the ship.
I mean, I have alertness.
My cheating sense has been tingling.
By the way, if you attempt to use a skill that you do not have...
It's a minus two.
The character is an effective skill level of minus one.
Oh, minus one.
Not minus two. Okay. Minus
she's
one.
She's going to try alertness to see if he's lying about the illegal.
Go for it. I am going to invoke a tag on him. Smug asshole.
Oh, God.
For a reroll.
I think it's zero.
That's okay. Let him go ahead.
Does GM know? My reroll sucks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What'd you get?
Oh, here.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was
massive. Thanks to you, she has one to
re-roll
with.
Oh. Well, she has.
She still beat him.
You still beat me.
Negative one, it's a two.
Okay. So, yeah, he's per Star Trek Next Generation, Captain, he's concealing some things.
You wouldn't be telling a little fib now, would you?
Nothing legally enforceable.
How much heat are we going to be expecting?
I would not put you in any sort of harm's way.
I think I trust that about as much as I can throw you.
Well, he is kind of skinny.
Go throw him around the dance floor. Let's get out of here.
Meanwhile, at the bar, where you guys have been discreetly sitting, you guys been sitting together?
No, I've been moving around.
You've been moving around?
Around the bar.
I want to walk up to him, by the way.
Well, hang on.
Okay. If there are any signs or indications that there's something shady going on.
Well, of course there's something shady going on because there's a man in your face. He's got a drink in his hand and definitely smells like there's about four or five more in his stomach. He walks up to you and goes, "You're real purdy."
Nice. Great.
What's a beautiful bar like you doing in a lady like this?
Jane.
And he's kind of reaching out to pet your hair.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to do
well, so you're just gonna just
I'm gonna put him on the bar.
Oh man! Why did I get stuck in the ship? Because you're the only one that could take care of the cows.
You're our cattle rustler, sorry.
Because you... Because she... You could have chosen...
I can't fly into the rest of anybody.
Yeah, so, I mean... Okay, so you are...
Without even thinking, I'm going to put him on the bar.
Okay, yes.
Now, of course, you'll be kind of surprised when you do this, perhaps. Yes. So make a roll brawling, and I'm going to oppose that with, Ooh!
Go for it.
Yes, brawling as well.
Do you have any aspects that would make that more bad?
Well, first of all, let's see.
You might want to use a banner.
I'm an operative of the Alliance, covers a lot.
My memories are Swiss cheese. You could use that one, because you are really, really good at this, actually.
So, my defense, this is my defense roll. So I got a total for my brawling of three.
Okay, so what, I have a minus three, but I'm at four.
So one. So
you try to use an aspect. That's plus two, right?
Now, do you want to invoke an aspect?
Yeah, I'm an operative for the.
So now you can add plus two to that roll, or you could re-roll it. Considering, I would say that odds are you can't. The odds of you doing worse than that.
But I would do plus two because that means a three. You beat him. He's got a two.
Why would I just beat you?
Okay, so. And your goal for this combat is to basically
pin him in the face.
Not just this move, but overall to re- to what? Just to put him in his place, to rebuff his advances?
Yeah. Face plant him on the bar and get him to leave me alone.
Okay. Well, he obviously, his goal is to not want to leave you alone. He wants some sweet, sweet loving.
He's been in space for a while.
He can get that. So that's kind of that's the terms of the engagement. So yes, plus two gives you a total of, what, three? And my brawling is a total of, my brawling is a total of three, one plus two. So what is your brawling skill?
It's a four minus three.
Is a one. So plus two would be even, and basically nothing would happen. He wouldn't get to pet you. Yes. Now, first of all, if you're going to invoke your aspect, give me a fate point or a fate chip.
That's way better.
You're now a four.
Yeah.
So you now have an arm bar. It's like, ow! And you know, his face is kind of against the beer puddle. He's like, "Woo, you're a rough one, eh?"
Ladies don't like to be touched like that.
And meanwhile, one of his buddies walks up. And he's like, "Earl!" Because, you know, you got to have an Earl.
The other one's name is Bubba?
Really? Yeah. Like to
Daryl?
He's like, "You're getting beat up by a girl!"
How aware are the rest of us about what's going on?
Basically, Stephen Cho is not aware.
Oh, okay.
The rest of you, in fact, he's actually walking you out to the dance floor as we speak.
All right.
So, yes, the rest of you are completely... it's not subtle.
Walk up to her. Get a hand off. You kind of got a couple extra right now.
Sure. Can you pick her? That one.
And he's like, "So, well, I can play rough too." And he's going to try to hit you with his left hand.
Well, he's... Oh, okay, I was just going to... Okay.
His other buddy's laughing at him right now. What are you doing?
I was going to... I was actually going to grab his other hand and then take his head and go, bam!
Okay, well... I will. Then you could defend this wild ass swing at her.
Okay.
But she doesn't really need your help.
No, she doesn't. But I don't know that.
Yes. Ooh.
She needs my help about as much as she needs.
Plus one.
I got a plus one. And I'm at one. I've taken one one health because you beat me by one.
Okay. So.
I have a total of three.
Okay. I have a total of. Three. No, I am even money at the moment.
So which is a total of? What's your brawling? I'm assuming you're using
brawling. My brawling is only a two.
Yes.
And I got even money.
So he actually beats. He
unless I do something.
Unless you want to invoke. You could also, you guys can also freely tag him. He's obviously drunk. You could say, he's drunk.
I'm going to tag him with drunk.
So you pay me a fate point. I think, yeah. Nobody asked me about the worm, so I'm going to steal it. And so he'll take a penalty. So he just, it's a wild, grotesque swing. His swing is so bad that you're just being gentle. I mean, you don't have to, you probably would have missed her anyway. You're just doing it more to show off.
To help me slam his head against the bar. Yeah. I would like to tag him with unconscious, please.
Actually, I do not want to be unconscious yet, because that would end the bar fight too soon. Well, his buddy, seeing you try to slam his head in the gurt, basically he's kind of limp, and he's just so inebriated that he just kind of limp, that your slamming, he just kind of misses.
He's kind of spongy.
Yes, he's just kind of like, he just kind of collapses, and his head grazes the bar. And his buddy's like, "You can't do that! Leave him alone!"
You might be completely wrong about that.
Are you dancing?
I was.
Are you still dancing? Stephen Cho is bleeding, and he's not letting go.
How about you?
Can we
pick this up in a second?
Behind the bar.
I'll be right back.
But it's like, ignore the riffraff, my sweet.
All right, there's enough of them over there. I guess I'll be fine.
An engineer, what are you doing?
I'm backing up and ducking down behind the bar.
A reasonable choice of action. The bartender's kind of... On the bar, you see he's got a sawed-off. And he's kind of eyeing, just in case. He's not reaching for it. It's okay, like an old rag.
I'm just ducking down behind the bar.
So... And, of course, bar fight, other patrons are starting to feel their oats. It's 10 a.m. It's about time for the bar fight anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ship.
Have they gotten the cattle in the ship yet?
The cows have been moved into the ship. Yay. You're now securing the pens.
Can I use my comms to let Dev know about the fight in the bar?
Well, you realize that she might get here too late. These things don't last that long. Most of these bars,
it'll probably be over by the time she runs in.
Yes. So yes, you could call her and just laugh at her because she's missing a bar fight, as usual.
You'll never imagine what Doc did.
But you have to understand.
Yeah,
it is kind of rude.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't do that. So yeah, all right. I'll laugh with her later.
So you're like putting you're still you've shown Arcady to her room. Her duffel bags are kind of heavy. She's packing for something.
Something's in those bags. Something she didn't want anybody else to
know. As long as it's not high explosives, I'm still okay with it.
Okay.
I don't think my alertness can see through the bags, boss.
We've got an explosive sniffer. Feel free to visit her later.
Well, he's showing her to her room, and you're putting the ramp still down. Damien Johnson, he's like going through, checking, he takes pictures of them, and he said, here you go. He's like, he gives you this packet of information of all the health stickers and all that crap, all the bureaucrat stuff, I need you to sign here, here, and here to indicate that you've taken possession of said cattle. Thank you.
Is it the right number?
Are you actually reading?
Yeah, of course I'm going to count. Is it not the right number?
There are, this document specifies 11. There are 11 moo cows.
All right.
Moo.
Does it specify male or female?
Yes, it does. It goes into nauseastic detail.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. They're this height, weight. He also, they brought in baled pay. And told you what chemicals to give them, what supplements, and this whole schedule. Now, it's important you follow the schedule, because especially old Tank over there, he doesn't like it. He doesn't get cleaned out regularly.
Oh, great. Okay.
Here's the gloves. I don't think you got yourself any gloves. You're going to need a shovel. I can sell you a shovel if you need one.
We'll make do.
Okay.
We got a shovel. I'm
on this
sure
ship, we know how to shovel it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, inside the forms are in front.
I do have assets. Yep. So
here's your copy. Here's a copy for
we know how to shovel
it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure he gets that.
Here's a copy for the captain. Here's a copy for the ranches out in Jiangyin. Need their copy forms.
Okay.
Here's a copy for any Alliance customs you might run into.
She's all the paperwork. Over this at this point.
Okay. Give me an alertness check.
I was just going to say.
If you want to make an alertness check, do whatever you want to do. Meanwhile, the joint's jumping. Earl's buddy's going to be jumping on him in a second.
Thank you.
By the way, I just tagged the ship.
Oh, what did you come up with?
On this ship, we know how to shovel it.
On this ship, we know how to shovel it.
That can cover a lot of bases right there.
In this case, what I mean, we always have the particular piece of gear we need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's leaving, and you're like looking at this, three booklets of forms, and pink and yellow and all these sheets and things.
I'm flipping through to make sure.
It is all on the up and up. He's got forms for just about every possible occasion. All the animals have had their shots, they've been properly quarantined, there's all the quarantine documentation and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Ownership looks up and up, all that stuff. You can't shake the feeling you're being watched. Because it's like the busy docks. People are going all around, but someone or something is watching you.
Okay.
But of course, you can't obviously spot. Because at that point in time, the lovely sound of large clumps of digested stuff are hitting the metal floor.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to close.
I'm going to guess the engineer has made a bot for that.
He's got what's-her-name on board, right? So
yeah.
As far as I know, we're good to go.
Okay. You want to call us and tell us that we're everything's
like,
good to go?
Cows are on board. Secured.
Did what's her name show up yet?
Am I missing the bar fight?
Yes, you're missing the bar fight. Wish you were here. Smash.
He is. Meanwhile,
yes,
the dude's swinging at you as you are trying to.
Arcadia. All right.
Glad to hear it.
She's on board as well.
The dude makes a swing at you.
I'm going to continue my revolutions around the dance
now,
floor.
Now, if you want to be try to cool, you could try to work some dance kata in.
Yes, I could throw a little kick in.
I want to use a tactic skill.
Yes.
I would like to make it so that he ends up punching his buddy. Is that possible?
That's reasonable. In fact, use a defensive skill because I got a brawling 2. I'm just trying to...
So I'll use tactics to make him punch his buddy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a reasonable... Just by through maneuvers.
That's a total of 4.
Okay. So you basically, you're like talking and you're kind of moving around, seeing this way to swing, and you just sort of, no, tactics, you're too smart for physical stuff. You just position it so that the buddy's right here and you kind of lean and you just lean away and the wild, drunken haymaker, blammo, hits the dude. He's like, ah!
So his hand bounces.
No.
Sure. Well. That's actually called maneuver when you're forcing an aspect. I could take a consequence of unconscious if I wanted to, or that would be a poor one because I'd be unconscious. But I could take one of like punch drunk to avoid being out of the fight.
Okay.
If you want to, it's called a maneuver. You could use tactics, kind of like what you did. And we'll, again, this is being an intro fight. We're all kind of learning the rules here, getting used to them.
Okay.
But in this case, it hits him. He's like, arm barred on the, like this. And you try to slam his head. He's kind of like this. And this big wild haymaker plans him. Because I got to play with the pretty lady here for a little bit before I completely go on that.
Okay.
So the guy you have an arm barred tried to swing at you, and he casually blocked it, even though you could tell. Somehow you knew it wasn't going to hit you. Or if it did, it was just be kind of sad.
So sad.
It'd be more of just a lame paw or whatever. But then his other buddy, so you have Earl in the grasp. The other buddy, Bubba, for sake of a name. Bubba tried to hit him. And then that he just basically did the whole ole. And so Bubba hit Earl in the head.
Okay.
And Earl's like, a tooth flies out. She's spinning around doing stuff. What are you doing with Earl and Bubba? There's other patrons doing...
Whatever.
Yes.
They've joined in, but other...
Earl got their own.
He is still mostly... You're cute. I'm going to get you, Philly. You put up a good fight. It'll be great to break you.
God. Speaking of breaking.
No kidding. Are there any bottles nearby? Can I just let go of him now and let him fall?
Oh, yeah, he falls. I mean, that's easy. That's a no-brainer.
And stomp on him.
You want to curb stomp him? Like, because you got the little foot railing there. You can try, like, you know, just stomp on his head.
Ow.
And are you, sure, you go for that. Make your brawling. Or if he has another skill you prefer to use, that would...
Brawling and close combat are both cool.
Yes.
I'll be back.
Man, you are scary.
So now it's 3.
Yes. Now, you could tag the aspect. Now, here's where you could like tag like drunken or punch drunk on him to give yourself a re-roll or a... you don't get a fate chip, but you get the effects of it if you tag it. So you get the re-roll of the +2. If you wanted to, that +2, that re-roll, that roll.
He's already got some traits on him.
Yeah, he does. He's punch drunk and he's,
Well, I've got 3. What?
Oh, he's, basically he would tie you. Because he's, of course, trying to resist. He's, like, struggling. Is he trying? Don't kick me, bro! You got a pretty leg. You got some sweet gams.
Wow, you're good.
So,
yeah, I need to do something.
So you could freely tag his punch drunk or something, and then instead of spending a fate chip. Because he gave him that punch drunk.
Yeah, tag him.
So, then are you going to add +2 to your roll, or are you going to roll for big money?
+2 should do it,
yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you stomp him on the head. And, yeah, he's out.
Finally.
He's like, I bet you're real good. He just drools out. Blood and teeth and stuff just drool out his face. I mean, you just literally like... His buddy is like, you stupid whore.
Oh, look.
Well, at that point, the bartender, you know, she's gone, so she doesn't get to do any really roll stuff, but she can, you know, during the dance, she can, like, you know, Joe will spin her, and she'll spin out and back fist a dude and pull her back, and then, you know, dip, and she'll, like, headbutt on the way back up. Fun, cool stuff. You can fight as many people and throw as many awesome fists. The bartender pulls out the gun. Ba-blam! That's enough! You hear, You notice this. You definitely know it. He probably has rock salt in there because he doesn't want to damage the ceiling. But the... Yes, and gets everyone's attention.
Time to go.
The blam! Y'all had enough. Now, you know, clear out. We have to close and clean up.
Okay, he'll come sneaking out behind the bar.
And Bubba, get Earl. So
how does it work if we're, like, trying to figure out about the dog here?
What do you want to try to figure out? Well, she's been in your crew for a couple of years now, so, or a year or whatever.
So I know she can do some fighting.
You know that more often than not, she doesn't do fighting, but something clicks, and all of a sudden she just goes all kung fu on somebody. Like, I mean, you have Alliance military basic grunt hand-to-hand fighting skills. Right, you know the basic sort of jumble of martial arts. They kind of teach you some quick, dirty martial arts. You can tell by looking at her, and you even know this about her probably, that when she wants to, she doesn't do brawling.
Kashix? How is she trained?
She's got some... She's had extensive, formalized trainings in several martial arts.
I see that chiropractic...
As well...
Well for you.
And not just hand-to-hand martial arts, but weapon martial arts. She is very... She can't... It's up to you how much... you want to play like River. How much you actively channel it or not. But she has a way around guns, swords, and fists.
Okay. Good enough.
And in fact, you notice, like, you're like swinging and being all, she's like, you know, block, slam, drop, kick, kick, kick.
Not even.
There I am trying to defend her. What the hell is that?
I lift the beer in one hand, not spilling a damn bit.
Or whatever, you know. She may have been still reading this morning's news.
Yeah.
As far as the rest of your, I mean, depending on how much Zen you want to do it. So you all return.
Okay.
By the way, you didn't get to finish that drink that Steven showed. Steven's like, I guess I'll have to take a rain check on a dance and a half. Let's round up and call it two dances because we were so rudely interrupted. As he looks at her.
We will definitely see each other again.
He bows again.
Next time we do business, we'll owe you a dance. Hope to see you then.
And of course, to be kind of creepy, as you were dancing, he was a little inappropriately close.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm going to think that I'm used to it, so...
She might be extremely used to it.
It's up to her. It's how you would play it.
Yeah, I know. I would probably allow him to get away with it a little bit.
I mean, he's not being like... He's being a gentleman, but he's being a bit more informal. If you know what I'm saying? He's not, because there's a formal distance in dance, and then there's a personal.
Yeah.
You're definitely in a personal. But again, everything's above board. He was being a perfect gentleman.
I'd probably let him get away with it, at least let him...
Think he's getting away with
it. Yes.
Because you're in total control.
Yeah.
So, you guys, back the Albatross. The cows have blessed...
Yes. Not it.
Who has paperwork from Hell's Skill?
I do.
Oh, paperwork?
A bureaucracy or brokerage would be good.
No, you I need do. To look at these.
Papers on the cows?
Yeah.
All
right.
There's all sorts of, like,
make
you know.
Sure we didn't get screwed.
All right, so do I
oh, need... and as you get back, there is a little pickup, little small truck delivery with Wing Kong Exchange on it.
Yeah, so.
Oh, the
yes,
crates.
Yes.
The crates. So we put them in the appropriate smuggler's
carriage. We're going to put the crates in the not very easy-to-find spot.
Yes. I'm sure that we've
got
fine. Smuggler's holes
and I don't want our guest seeing where we put them.
Yes. She's out. Actually, by this time, when you guys get there, the guest is upstairs in the dining area. Our Katie's in the dining communal room. She's there.
I'm in the cockpit.
Oh. Yeah, warming up the ship. Firing, you know, check doing standard checkups.
As far as I, if I know that we're about ready to go, then I'll be warming up the ship.
Keep our KD upstairs. We'll be tucked away the cargo.
Okay.
So, you guys see to the cargo. There are five boxes of the four standard, if you will, the crate size compartment. I would say compartment, but. Standard,
yeah, standard
size.
Shipping size.
Yes, container size. Container size 1 or whatever. Standard container
A1.
Size. The weight, based on the forklift or whatever they're using to carry. Actually, they're carried by... You can carry,
so they look extremely thin.
Yes. And they are to the weight that you'd expect. And he said like 250 pounds or whatever, 300 pounds.
Okay.
Each, yeah, they're heavy, but they are man-portable. You don't need a crate to, or a forklift to.
Okay.
Just
a crane.
Especially Devendra.
No problem.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got that part done.
Yes. The guy looks and says, okay, the guy's like, this is the Albatross. You know, you do the standard paper exchange. Actually, I guess be the first officer as Alan tries to kill himself.
Now, out of sheer habit, is anyone paying a lot of attention to anything we're doing?
I know. I was like...
Make an alertness check.
Oh.
If you have alertness.
Where is he?
No, I do not.
You can take it to -1. Roll a dice and subtract 1 from whatever you get.
Well, I'm sure she's paying attention, and I'm going to be looking.
Or
at
you could also
paperwork.
Perhaps use tactics, maybe if you could spin
tactics.
It right. If you could spin it right.
I want to be standing in a place where I can see people. Anyone that can see me, I want to be able to see them. I want to see you see.
And also tactics, you probably know where
the
most ideal places for covert watching would be a reasonable
4.
Okay. There's a person who is. Being too nonchalant about being nonchalant. And it's not like he's like, he's a dock worker dude. He's just like over there, and he's like,
oh yeah, I should have mentioned that I'm being watched. I forgot all about that.
Oops.
He's just standing there, you know, he's like, doing, he's sitting there eating some breakfast, like a breakfast burrito or something.
We're looking at the papers. I'm going to tap this.
Yeah.
Griff, William. There's a man being way too casual on the far end of the docks. Either of you get a camera on him. He's blah, 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 blah.
I'll say I can take care of it, and I'll go to one of the nearest computer terminals, and I can grab one of the external.
I'll have to go up on bridge, because if I remember correctly, the Firefly is not, doesn't have that many terminals. And probably one in the freighter
Actually,
bay.
All of the bedrooms have one.
Oh, they all do one? Okay,
yeah.
So where you can get
I imagine his
deal.
Personal bedroom terminal could probably do a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably tricked
he's
out.
He's tricked it out. So you go there. Yeah, you can get an external camera.
Right, just do it, but just kind of pull up some images on them, see if I can, if I have access to a.
Oh yeah,
recognition to see if.
Yeah, so you can access the public database, kind of like you know the public, you know it's like the magazine out now with the mugshots. The public database of mugshots.
What's over by him? A restaurant or something?
Sure. There's like a noodle stand. And he's like eating, looks like
Dev,
he's eating his morning noodles.
Dev?
Yes.
Go get a order of noodles for yourself.
All right.
And I'm trying to figure out if you want to bring that gentleman back in for a talk.
Okay.
Feel up to it?
Of course.
Meanwhile, your system's doing the search.
Right. See if I can get an ID.
Yeah, you're like, you walk out there. He's got this, he's got a bowl of noodles. He's got a newspaper.
Have some money in your hand, Dev.
He's got the newspaper kind of out, propped up on his leg like this. He's kind of sitting like here. He's got to do, and you can tell, he kind of glances at the ship and sees you.
Yes,
and his nonchalantly
full-on intimidation.
Yes.
What are you looking at? I want some noodles.
On him?
Yes.
Yeah, meanwhile, the guy's like, the person's like, oh, Jesus Christ. You're pissed off, right? You missed a bar fight.
That's right! I'm taking some action!
I bet he's frozen right there.
He's like, this noodle kind of hanging out.
What are you looking at?
Give me some noodles.
He gives you his noodles.
Go ahead and grab.
Technically, that's only a 7, by the way.
Only a 7.
Go ahead and bring him in.
Now, theoretically, and we'll take a second here after you guys get in space to actually fill out your composure, because I forgot to fill those out, because some of you have more than 3. A lot of you have more than 3. Technically speaking, you can get a one-shot knockout if you do enough damage to exceed their limit plus 1, 2, 4, so plus 7. Because I could take consequences to deal damage. So if you deal enough damage to absorb all my 3 consequences, I could take plus enough to knock me out.
That's a one-shot.
It's a one-shot kill. That's pretty much a one-shot for this smug. She's like, woo! Handing you the bowl of noodles.
I said, what are you looking at?
It's like Universe Today or whatever. It's a newspaper.
I know you're not that stupid. You've been watching us all morning.
You're very pretty. Don't be drawn to you. I'm sorry I won't look at you again.
Okay, I'm not...
Look away. Meanwhile, ding! It's Johnny Wong. Is his name? Actually, he's not Johnny Wong. It's like Johnny Furferson or whatever. If you come up with a good last name, you can.
John Woo.
Yes, John Woo. He is known for low-level triad involvement. And for those of you who don't know what triads are, Chinese gang.
Yeah.
Mob.
I bet we all know. Okay.
He's probably a low-level
so
enforcer type.
You want me to bring him in?
Yeah, bring him in.
Are you going to fuck with the triads?
I wouldn't.
That's kind of, basically, he does think he's untouchable. He normally thinks he's untouchable, except for...
I was just going to say, I'm just going to kind of let the group know. It's like, he's a runner for...
He's got...
Triad.
Are you sure you want me to bring him in?
I said, oh, Dev, never mind. He's a triad, low boy. Grab some noodles while you're there.
It's like,
take his noodles. I don't give him any money.
He's not a vendor. He's just a patron of the vendor.
Well,
the vendor's like, what? Literally. You get fresh noodle. You get fresh noodle. Good here. You don't. That's old. You get fresh noodle. It's good. Damn it. Then she walks away. And as you can see on the camera, he like turns. Like, you didn't see nothing, old man. And he takes some noodles.
It's funny because I would have reminded him he didn't see nothing.
That's right. Okay, so the triad does.
Well.
But he asked why he was watching us, but they would normally watch the docs as a matter of course. So.
No, who it was.
All right. Good to know.
All right.
Thanks, Will.
Are we all aboard yet?
Does your character go by Will or William?
Goodbye,
Gnome.
Oh, thanks, Gnome.
So, everyone's on board. You've done all your pre-flight checks, you got all your clearance paperwork and all the bureaucracy to get past all that crap.
Is anything wrong with the kettle papers?
They are nauseistically on the up and up.
Okay, cool.
In fact, there are some extra forms that forms for, what happens if the cows are exposed to crap?
So this is excellent fireplace material.
Yes.
Okay.
He has gone through
above and beyond.
You know, should you happen to make an emergency landing, let's say.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah. Okay. Need to make if you had an emergency landing in Jubilee, he's figured like all the possible planets you might have to land on. He's got certain custom paperwork to
up. Well, I'm glad I missed Mr. OCD. Let's get off this rock.
All right, yes.
All right, so we should probably plot the course in the most efficient manner, I'm guessing, or we just want to get the cows off first.
He's good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, from a general perspective, Jing Yang and...
Greenleaf, they're right here.
Yeah.
What was the other one we needed to
go? Where were the cattle going?
The cattle going to Jing Yang or Greenleaf. They're going somewhere.
Oh, they were going to Greenleaf.
Yeah.
No, the
cattle are going, or the cattle are going to Jinyang and Greenleaf.
The crates are Greenleaf.
However,
and
the orbital inclination of Greenleaf is on the other side from you guys.
And the Chickadoos, where's she going?
The mother lode, the asteroid belt, roughly.
Oh, the
where are we coming from?
Okay.
You're at Persephone.
We're actually going to hit the asteroids first.
You'd hit the asteroids first, then you'd hit Jinyang and then Greenleaf. Well, you'd have to actually ask Arcady.
Okay.
At that point in time.
Griff?
Yeah?
Let's go check with Arcady where she needs to be dropped. And we'll figure out how to save some money on this.
All right.
So, you the...
Don't you want me to get the skip going in the right direction first? It's out.
Yeah, let's get off the rock first.
So you go, No, Brian, there's no rolls, no sleigh uses. You pretty much autopilot off if you want, but I'm sure you love to fly.
We burn off.
You guys say, wow.
Yeah.
Once we've hit actual black, we'll go talk to Arcady.
Yeah, you guys, the way it works is you have your standard reaction thrusters, then you have your pulse drive, which is your interplanetary, inter-system drive, warp drive, whatever you want to call it. The Serenity system calls it a pulse drive, whatever. That's the big Firefly thingy.
I love that technical term.
The thingy. It covers
a lot. The big glow doodad. Yes. So you guys get there. You haven't like gone clad yet.
Okay.
So you guys are doing your normal reaction thrusting. You're in orbit, maneuvering position. That'd be a good time to right before you set your final course and push the go button.
Okay. Then we're gonna go ahead and.
So on board you have the six of you and Arcady, 11 cattle,
and
five boxes.
Crates.
Okay.
So, Arcady, still, you've been entertaining her? How you been entertaining? She's like, very quiet, actually. In some ways, and you see that she's been... She's pulled out like her data pad. She's hiding it. She's out there. And she's just writing down some... You guess mathematical formula. Seriously advanced. Well, for you, advanced. I don't know if you want to know mathematics. You could take a scene or so.
I'm going to ask. She seems really nervous. I'm going to ask her if there's something I can do for her as a doctor.
This is my first time off planet. I've never done this before. Is it supposed to be this jittery?
It's fine. You'll get used to it.
Okay. She's like, so how long have you been? I'm sorry. Doctor?
Just call me
Doc. How long have you been a doctor or on the ship? Are you with the ship? Have you come with the ship? What? I don't know.
I've been on the ship for a couple of years. I'm going to be amazing about this. Since I don't remember.
It's just kind of doing the whole small talk routine. Oh, a couple of years, huh? So you've seen all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it all.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Okay.
Is there a place where I get something? I'm kind of thirsty.
Can I show her around the kitchen?
You have proteins in all the flavors.
And colors.
Yes.
Great.
So, you know, help yourself.
I prefer the orange.
She gets the, you know, a little Dixie cup or whatever, water, sips it through. Hi.
Okay.
Do you know how long it's going to take us to get there?
No. We'll
Timing is rather important.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk to the pilot about that.
Okay, is this a good time for
Yeah, you guys can interrupt at time one, but she's...
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. Captain.
Arcades. We were trying to think about a time and was important on getting you any place in particular.
Well, yeah, I need to be at the blah, blah, blah coordinates precisely at blah, blah, blah local solar time or universal time. Oh, that would be blah, blah, roughly 10 days from now.
Okay.
10 days.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of
math. Yeah, she's doing a lot of math in my head.
Yeah, she's you like she's actually more accurate than you when she starts breaking down. You need to be there in 10 days, 5 hours, four standard hours, 4 standard minutes, you know, 32 standard minutes, 52.33697 seconds. At this exact location, this inclination. If that's possible.
When we get near her, who are we supposed to start calling for?
Oh, just, I'll tell you where to go.
I'd kind of like to know now, if that's okay.
Well, we're going to 3822.42.x7832. And she gives actual coordinates, again,
so
physical and chronological coordinates and all this stuff.
The size of a dime.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long to the asteroid belt?
That's where we're going to go.
But how long would it take us to get there?
Oh, the exact amount of time she said, 10 days, 5 hours.
Oh, we got to go straight there.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's saying go straight there.
Yes.
And top speed.
Yes.
With top speed?
Yeah. Or, well, yes, top speed.
There's no wiggle room.
No. In fact, you probably find her level of exactness refreshing. There's no ambiguity. She's
exactitude.
I need to be here.
Why? Why do we have to go straight there?
Well, because that's why I paid you, right? To do.
Oh, I see. So you are in a hurry.
I guess, yeah. It's a local sense, not an astronomical or geological sense.
Like she's only in a hurry if we don't go. The longer we wait, the more in a hurry she'll be. She probably plotted it out.
Well, we're already.
She was not in a hurry.
Yes, I mean, based on that, this is a Firefly class transport, and I'm assuming the engines are still the. Is this one Mark II variant?
Has
the standard engines, which should take. You should have plenty of time to get there.
You'll find that our engines can at least get 15% increase in proficiency or performance over the stock model.
Oh, I think I read about that. Svlotsky?
No, it's a homebrew.
Oh, okay.
But I did certainly take some inspiration from Svlotsky's.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. And you can look at her.
All right.
My map says we need to get there.
Hey, Gnome, I think you found a kindred spirit.
And if you want to, you can look at her. Because she's not
talking about her data.
Well, she's not showing off her data pad, but she's not hiding it either. She assumes that none of you know what she's writing about, so she doesn't care if you see it, which is about 99% of the time true. But you can just tell by looking at it that this formula is like is a snippet of a massive simulation or a model of orbital dynamics influenced by serious gravitational forces. Based on the constants
she's
used,
the whole asteroid belt,
and things like that. You can just tell this is a snippet of it.
Right.
She's like,
yeah, let's take off, Griff.
And right. She's like, been typing in some relevant, like the time you're leaving, and using again universal coordinate data versus, you know, she's actually plotting the exact time when you guys are leaving to make sure that she's, you know, all the stuff into her model.
Well, I'm
Miss Arcade. You should know that there are some cattle in the cargo area.
Oh, I heard them.
So, just for your own safety and to keep them calm, we
have
you
think they'll get loose?
No. No, they have...
But I don't want you playing with me.
So, okay. Cows don't normally hurt people, do they?
Not normally.
Not unless you get too close, or...
Of course. Not if you ask Gnome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seriously being silent.
Do you feel up to keeping this arcade company?
Absolutely, yeah. But I, you know, I tell her the precise efficiencies of the...
Oh, yeah.
Engine, so she can recalibrate.
She really appreciates that. She's like, oh, thank you very much.
No, we won't have to go quite as hurry.
That'll save me some time.
Leave the egghead.
Yeah.
And go plot the course.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
the new love of his
life. Like I said, Ed, he's got a kindred spirit.
He may be able to make it go, but he doesn't know how to make it work.
He knows the theory.
Yeah. I will not be a lead steering wheel.
For the record. She has a science of 4. And I don't know what your science is. I don't remember.
3.
So she's pretty.
Right. She's impressing me.
Yes, and you're impressing her. Because she'd expect you guys to know Jack or shit. Yes.
Things spin a little different.
So, all right. You guys are flying. What else the rest of you guys are doing in space?
Okay. I want to talk to Dev.
You can talk to Dev.
Or Dev and
My.
Okay. The crates were pretty unusually heavy or nothing, were they?
Were they unusually heavy?
So
not really. I mean, they were heavy.
Do we want to take a look at them or not?
Well, he did pay extra so that we wouldn't.
Yeah, which makes me want to really bad.
Really, your call, sir.
Really is your call. But
you would know most crates have simple sensors that would seals, electronic seals that would detect any unauthorized opening.
Yeah, I'm wondering how hard they are to spoof.
Have Gnome do some wiggling on those.
Depending, because unfortunately, it's a standard-looking crate. You would not know exactly how. Without a casual inspection, you don't know how serious.
But a normal standard-looking crate wouldn't prevent X-ray or anything of that nature.
No. I'm a little more concerned about Miss Rebibikova.
Rebikova.
I'm writing it down.
Rebikova. Yes, that's what I did.
Duffel bags.
Do we know, Griff, do we know if there's any settlement where she's going?
She wants to go in the middle of back of nowhere. There's nothing out there.
I pull out my pad.
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling out their pad. Flip through.
I mean, yeah, there are several mining stations in the mother lode.
There's a mining station here, 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 here. We're going here.
Okay. So as far as we know, there ain't Jack there.
Whole lot of black.
Whole lot of rock. Because, like the picture indicates, the mother lode's pretty dense. It's fairly dense for an asteroid belt.
This girl comes across as real freaking sheltered.
Is she crazy? Sensors?
Or just sheltered?
This is Star Trek. I get it.
Okay. I don't aim to drop her in the middle of nowhere and watch her learn how to breathe vacuum.
It's pretty. Rebikova.
She spells
much like it's
a scholarly type, and she is tracking down some theory, trying to prove some theory.
The closest you can come up with is some sort of gravitational anomaly.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but I think that she thinks there
is
that
she taking
would
us into a black hole.
Is
she taking us to a wormhole?
Do me a favor. Talk up survival gear and stuff, and make sure she's got enough stuff in her bag that she's not going to just die the moment whatever happens.
Well, we don't care as long as
we get
paid.
I'd love to know what's in them, but they're really heavy.
If she dies, she can't pay us.
I'll try to pull some information.
Unless we had to pay up front.
What should we be expecting when we arrive there?
Does she need any supplies to take with us?
Okay.
So during the course of the, you guys do anything else major during the 10 days of flight?
I would like to know, we don't have any way of checking grav readings long distance on this where we're headed.
Well, first of all, you guys would know this. Pretty much, if there was a real black hole like is in the movie, Disney movie,
that would be plotted.
That would be a little obvious.
That's very obvious. And the ones that are not obvious are probably too small to hurt the ship.
Or,
probably, because like pinhole size, it could evaporate. in, you know, days, if not years, and that's it. I mean, there are, unless you run through it, you're probably, I mean, that's what's baffling. There is no reasonable explanation for anything.
I just want to know that she's not going to be in danger. We're not going to be in danger.
We're in larger danger from a cosmic ray flipping a bit.
As long as we get paid, why do we care if he's in danger?
Can I use my oratory skills with her to see if I can't coax what she's doing out of her?
Well, we're going to kill her.
Oratory's more of inspirational, inspiring truths.
If I can,
once that job's over, she's
but
not
charm,
trouble.
You can use charm.
I can use charm. Okay. Well, charm can I use my charm to coax what she's doing out of her?
Yes, hang on.
Okay. Sorry.
Any other? Kind of what I said. So, basically, during the 10-day trip, you're gonna get all schmoozy with her. What are you gonna do, Captain, during the 10-day trip?
Can I stealth to her orders?
Yes, you can, ninja. And remember, once a scene, you can look at look at the skill list, and if it's not on your sheet, you can say, bam, I have it at 3. As to reflect your jack of all trades, yet master of none.
I'm also going to ask him about, can we spoof those crates to see what's in it?
And you would know that, again, it's electronic, so by sheer appearances, it looks like an average crate. They could have dumped a lot of, they could have increased the security on those crates. At least, they'd be harder to spoof, so, I mean, but you could do some analysis of it.
Like
yeah, I could. So, the main thing I'd probably just look to see if they're anything out of the ordinary, if they're interesting in any meaningful way, or do they look like every other crate I've ever seen.
Okay, well, and just to sum up the futuristic theme, they can be wirelessly accessed because, you know, if you want to be able to get the log of unauthorized entries, it has to be an access port. So it's a wireless Bluetooth or whatever access. You can connect to it if you know the right passwords and whatnot, have the right encryption keys and whatnot. You could access the logs, X-rays if you had. I don't think you would have an X-ray device. You'd have to be spending fate points to suddenly have an X-ray device.
I'm at this point mostly looking to think, or, is it anything more
totally
than what we thought it would be?
Seriously. On this ship, we know how to shovel it. We have gear that we need.
To invoke that, you'd have to spend a fate point. You're going to begin the analysis.
Tell me anything. Okay. Am I finding any software?
And you're going to be kind of looking over his shoulder while this is going on?
I want to spend a fate point to have something that lets me look inside of stuff.
Okay.
So I can use it on the bags and the crates.
A tetrahertz radar or some redonkulous thing like that.
Yes.
That's fine. So are you going to be working with him?
Like a sonar-like image.
I'm going to work with him.
Okay. You're...
Ping!
Knowing the exact location of where to go... What are you doing? Basically, you program it, you push the go button, and for the most part, your pilot is done.
I program it, and about half an hour before we actually hit the mother load.
That's when the main drive kicks
off. I'll get up and, you know.
So what are you doing in the meantime?
I'm playing with my action figures.
A noble profession. Somebody needs to play with them because they don't play with themselves.
Action figures these days, then never mind.
They're not the same. It's no fun.
Except when I'm hassling you to come
with
us.
We will call this
the little
this
green,
world.
It's the little
I don't bother everybody.
No, it's not the dinosaur.
By the way, have you made a roster for the daily cow carrying?
Yes.
Daily cow care?
Yes.
I said not it. I'll feed them, but I ain't cleaning up after them.
So that's pretty much, basically, that's pretty much your...
All I need
and
is
medically, the doc
has
given us a hand as far as, they're not going to die.
Yeah.
We have instructions.
You hand the doc the really long rubber gloves, because one of them needs to be wormed or whatever.
Every time the cows are brought up, I immediately go, I need to go steer the ship.
I have paperwork to look at.
Speaking of steers.
Who's flying the ship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me.
No basketball this trip, damn it.
No basketball.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's our goals at the moment.
And what are you doing? Just cows?
Yeah,
cows?
And sparring and with us when we get
out,
a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Teaching.
She is a lot like Jane. Yeah. She has her big, there's that one area. She got all the weights.
I'll be
free
in my
weights.
Bunk?
No.
I'll be in my bunk.
Not that
way. Okay. Gotcha.
So, We will go with you, Charminating Arcady.
Charminating, yes.
Most of the time, she spends a lot of time in her room. And if you knock, or if you, like, wizard knock, and they open the hatch, you know, scale ladder down, she'll see, you'll catch glimpses before she, like, hits the screensaver of this little holographical representation of an area in space. You see, like, tracks of asteroids, little dots after them, and some weird, you know, brainiac math formulas floating above them, and and she, like, would hit the string saber, you know.
Can you look inside her cabinet and watch that stuff?
Well, I figured that I would try and talk to her and use my...
I don't understand all the math fans. I mean, basically, I have a sense of,
well,
you know, she's looking at...
She will...
What he was describing.
Okay.
She kind of starts explaining that, yeah, it's kind of a sad story, really. Because, of course, it is.
Yeah, well, it always...
Her father, Ivan Rebikova, was a successful professor of mathematics and astrophysics. And he came out, he learned something pretty cool. And he was going to...
In her quarters with her?
This is throughout the course of the trip. You'll be able to suss out all of this. It's not just a get up and be spout plot moment, but throughout, so you all can kind
of
hear it.
Saying at some point she needs to get her out of there so I can go in and...
Oh, there'll be playtime, so she'll be like, you'll be in the... she will be in and out.
The common area.
And a couple times you'll have to encourage her to get out, meet the crew. And, well, the cows don't bite much.
Are they calling?
Come on,
like,
I'm going to go feed them.
You...
What? They'll be posting them.
Yes.
So, when are they doing that?
I think in the breaks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they did it a couple years ago, and then they changed it last year because...
Yeah, no, they'll be doing it during that, but that's the reason
one half you keep yourself,
on
one half...
Screen.
The one that says keep...
Yeah.
So, that you have ample opportunity to and then if you
before,
don't collect by
start.
The end of the day, then...
And if you have a match, you go pick it up.
Oh, all day?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The problem was that people, like, 2 years ago, everyone wanted to go get lunch, and so there was nobody
right.
here.
No.
Yeah, it was...
Well, yeah, so that's why they opted to do this instead.
So, the whole story, again, you're able to suss out through the course of the voyage, and she will... Especially if she's in on it, we'll be able to get her out. Because she has a way with people.
Yeah. I just do that.
Okay.
Is she says that her father had hired to prove to go on this expedition. She's not sure what he was looking for, but it hired the crew of the Silent Jack.
Silent Jack.
And you may have heard of... Bokin probably would have heard of it. You might have with your brokerage, your charm. Actually, you'd be willing to probably most of the rumors.
Right.
It was a decent ship. You know, they were a cheap ride. And there was a reason why they were
cheap
rides.
You get what you pay for?
Yes.
Were they,
which means a slightly...
Safe
you guys,
ride? Or were they like hijackers?
Safe enough.
They were a cheap ride. I'm just going to go there.
They were... I'm not saying that they weren't like total crooks and thieves. They were probably grayer than you.
Oh, wow. Oh, that bad, huh? Okay.
You have some sense of honor.
Uh-huh. And decency. But don't let that get around.
I know.
Honor don't pay the bills.
And so, unfortunately, they were apparently went out and hadn't been heard back for months. They're presumed to be lost.
They're lost at sea?
Lost in space.
It was a
3-hour
tour.
Yes.
She thinks she's found.
I bet. And it was rumored that this was going to be a major discovery. And the recent death of her mother, Magda, she came in possession of her father's research, and she believes she knows what her father discovered.
Which was?
I don't know. Well, I know where they kind of went. It was something major.
Dude, really?
She pulls out this battered notebook.
Sweet Jesus.
He actually writes in paper. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, I figured it out why her bags were so heavy.
Yeah, it was paper. Yeah.
And she points out, his line says, I think I found it. It's here! Exclamation point. See? That's what he said. That's one of those I
like this medallion. Wow.
Of course, you didn't happen to fail to notice there was, you know, another 200 pages of other stuff that may have explained it. She showed you that part.
No, that's...
And she says, I think I've plotted out based on the current known orbits of the asteroids, the blah blah the orbital mechanics. Yes.
So she's looking for her dad.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what we need to know.
Or not necessarily her daddy, but what her daddy was looking for.
Or both.
Or both.
But yeah, you notice it's more of what her daddy was looking for. You notice that, in fact, you're so awesome at being a personal person.
But she gave the name, right? Can you
Professor Ivan Rebikova, yeah. And Magda Rebikova would be his wife.
Google them.
Yes, you know.
Okay, I will Google them. See if there are any information.
She doesn't seem too distraught, broken up.
About the fact that her father's missing?
Or dead. Probably dead. I mean, if you're lost in space for over 2 months, 3 months, or
yeah,
whatever.
You're dead.
Several months is what she says.
Check, like, if they actually had a daughter and what she looks like.
What their field of study.
Which so I would have hoped that we would have done before we let her on the...
3 months ago.
3 months ago.
Several months.
What?
Yeah. Of course not. Why would we do a background check? She's got money.
If you actually started checking all your customers, you'd never have any customers.
No, but...
Okay.
When she seemed to be a little cagey, I would hope that we would look her up.
My gambling can only fuel the ship for so long.
Just so you guys know, about half the people you take are a little cagey.
No doubt, but we still check them out.
So
they're cagey in our favor.
You research her, and yes, indeed, there was a professor, Ivan Rebikova. He was a noted professor of mathematics and astrophysics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
He was married to a woman, Magda Rebikova. There is no record of a daughter. However, a bit deeper in the records reveals that he did have a graduate student by the name of Arkady Herin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did we get a picture of this girl?
There is a grainy photograph or whatever, an older news pick out of the back blurry that would seem to match her.
Okay.
Certainly close enough, about I would say an 87% match, as best as you can finesse the software.
That's fine. Grad student daughter.
Yeah.
And that
at this point,
she was let go prior to the expedition. She was also apparently, and he was onto something big, as the rumor sheets had it, mm-hmm. Something that he claimed to be revolutionary, would change the very fundamentals of life as we know it. Give me a communications check. You haven't rolled that yet.
No. Are you supposed to, like, only get to use these once or something?
No, you can use them, however. I'm just trying to...
Oh, yeah. Communication.
You can even use... It doesn't matter. What'd you get?
Oh, that would be a minus one, and communications is three, so it's a two.
Okay. You do catch a small note through your research that Magda Rebikova passed away a couple days ago. But unfortunately, you're now far enough away that you don't have the latest push from the communication to the Cortex network. You're far enough away that a deeper delve of it, it's like you get like the tag, the headline in Google, and you click, it'll take a while for the whole story to get back.
So we have no idea if it was suspicious circumstances.
No, just basically, you know.
She's dead.
Yeah, basically it's our obituary.
Yeah.
Magda's obituary said, you know, Rebikova, obituary, click here. Click. Now you get a little spinny.
Yes. Would you like to know more?
Yeah.
Wow.
It takes like, you know, a day or so to get the whatever. It takes a while because you're now, by now, in the middle of the black.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So that's kind of, so then on the flip side, so you've schmoozed her. You've got the story that she's Arkady Rebikova and she's looking for her dad.
Liar!
And her dad's stuff.
Okay.
The cows, that one cow, he needs help.
For the record, since I am a little taken with her, I think she's pretty cool. I just confirm her information. I do mention to them that I could find no record of the daughter.
Maybe she can help him.
Yeah, see you later.
I let the crew know that I could not find record of the daughter, but it sounds like perhaps maybe... That she was a grad student of the professor, and maybe there was some sort of a father-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
Confirmed the mother did die, did not say anything about not being able to confirm anything beyond the fact that the mother died, because I don't think that there could be anything unusual about the death, so the fact that I wasn't able to confirm it, I don't think about it, so I don't say that.
Nerd love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crushing.
So the C's all on the bags.
So, in the meantime, you have gone to the crates.
Did we confirm that the bags were just full of books?
You sneak in. Again, your stealth is high enough, and your charms, I mean, basically, are good enough. You guys, you go check the bags. There are books, lots of books. There is an EVA suit she has, so she's prepared to go. Seriously, recording activity, you know, there is a stash of little empty data chips. But she's basically, she's prepared, and she's got prepared to do serious recordings. She has got a little bit beefier data slate that she could, looks like it could be it could all be plugged in the computer, maybe for recording and stuff. She's prepared to witness this, if something happening, whether it's recording her the father's discovery or whatnot, but she's brought basically recording equipment, EVA suit, clothes, books.
Alrighty.
Anything else in her room, not necessarily in the bags?
Are
you just
going to
play your drum?
Okay.
No. Because I'm going to check everything.
Let's see, what would she have with her? You can tell the clothes she brought, some of them are dirty. Were like previously dirty. You could tell the clothes had been stashed quickly in the bag or thrown in the bag without care. Even the books and the equipment, yeah, the bags are packed without care, which would, okay, clothes maybe, because she's kind of a nerd type. However, the books and the electronic stuff that she would, you think she would care about,
yeah,
are a bit haphazard. They're not broken, at least most of them aren't broken.
That's
on the nose.
Figure out what she was running from.
Let's see what else would be there. In fact, one of the dirty outfits, like a blouse she has, there's actually some blood stains.
Like the person who was wearing the blouse, or blood from something
else? It looks like a hand, like perhaps she wiped her hands on it.
I guess is that it's not her blood.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But we don't know how Magna died.
Yeah.
You will probably figure that once you get on the fringes of the Red Sun, closer to the cortex.
Because I'm not following up on that.
That's fine.
I'm sure that I would probably mention to you, you probably want a little more information.
Well, she comes around and says, she's got blood all over her.
Okay, then yeah.
Out, damn spot, out.
Yeah. The lady doth protest, sir.
So you start scanning the boxes. The cursory examination are, all the boxes are ray shielded.
So you can't.
So a deeper scan would be, a more invasive scan would be necessary. Basically, if you will, your device could do it in a more invasive scan because you've triggered it, but it could trigger security. But all passive scans and average scans indicate that these are average crates.
So we encountered what we would have expected to encounter in this situation.
Well, the fact that they are ray shielded, it's uncommon. But not necessarily, but since you're paying extra to avoid alliance, it does fit within the, you know.
So it's probably thicker on the inside and has some sort of apparatus.
Or it could actually,
material on the inside.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hollow. Okay. You could tell that's by panging on them, you know, pong, there's stuff in there.
As they were dropped.
You could have some sort of
shield negation.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, they could.
Okay. All right, well, unless you're really confident about spoofing it, I think we should just leave it alone for now.
I think that we don't need to mess with them unless it's obvious that it needs to be messed with.
Well, he is paying, so.
Yeah, I don't think
at the moment
he paid a lot.
So who is doing the close examination of the crate? Are you the one with him's kind of on? Who's between the two of you? Who's the primary? examiner.
Oh, him.
Would you want me to run your scanner?
He would have to be running.
Okay,
I
don't
have a single technical skill on. I have science of one.
And that's because you are a teacher.
Science more than me.
Can I use my teaching bonus for him?
You can. I believe you have a stunt that allows you to give him a bonus.
Excellent
you?
Teacher. So, well, it says use any one of my skills.
Ah. No, yeah, there's nothing you can't.
But a teacher usually is for helping other people. So to me, that makes
sense. Yeah, you can assist.
I have some science. Can I assist?
So you guys, if you want to jack with the crates, who all is jacking with the crates?
Well, I don't really want to jack with the crates. Well, I'm just
the
following orders as far as scanning.
But who is physically there? Probably at least the three of us.
Yeah, because you know, all of you guys probably know that she's probably smarter than the average bear.
I like to read a lot.
Occasionally, I think you and I have probably played chess.
Yeah.
But we don't let the other boys know. Yeah.
Okay.
She's really good.
Yeah, I know. I'm not very good.
Oh, I love chess. I want to play chess with her, too. But for the crates thing, I mean, we just did the passive scan, you know, but we determined that a passive scan will do it. And then we're going
to
leave it alone. I mean, they did pay after all.
Yeah, and I probed.
And by the way, as you were taking off, you could have checked your bank account. Or, you know, everything is on the up and up. Well, you checked when you signed in. They didn't do the old, you know, pull the string back and quarterback yet. They didn't, you know, the credits are legitimate. You could have transferred anywhere you want. They spent well. I'm sure you had some debts you needed to clear up. Some bills that...
Oh, and I'm sure that we needed to restock.
My little green sniper keeps taking out all my little tan minesweeper guys.
You don't have dinosaurs?
No.
Oh.
So pretty much.
Let's just drop this chick off and get out of here.
Yeah, let's just get there.
Okay, so you guys are.
Bad feeling.
Boom, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, who's flying this thing?
Yeah.
I can fly now. Put all my eyes away.
Hey, Griff, stop pretending to be at work now.
But I'm about ready to start working.
That's what I meant. Stop pretending.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that lunch, the gray protein was very excellent.
I used a special spice.
Salt.
Yes. I have
ketchup
assets.
And pepper.
And assets.
Actually, the assets represents your way. Yeah.
I just shoveled it in and went back to what I was doing.
Yeah, because on this special we know how to shovel it.
They actually posted something?
Yes,
oh,
they
do, but I mean,
yeah, what have missed me?
Go you!
Where's my list?
714.
I won one, I think. Four, three.
Yes, two, the first three, one. Six,
two, yeah, I won the first one.
Woo!
9, 2, 11 is me.
Well, you know Mike Tankett's better than I do.
Nah, well, I just looked.
Yes. So. You go up to that bridge. Yeah, you are. You guys are approaching. Because honestly, you probably set your proximity detector outside. Because the idea of flying through an asteroid belt, even though we all know reality is there's billions of miles between asteroids. Not this. We love Empire Strikes Back. We love Lukensian asteroid belts.
You probably would have started going off about the time we hit green leaves. The green leaves orbit.
Yes.
So that I was firmly at the wheel and definitely paying attention as I'm going.
Because, you know, much like Empire Strikes Back,
asteroid... Star Wars is real life.
Yes.
Of course.
The asteroid belt makes no sense. Asteroids are going in different directions.
Oh, yeah.
Orbital mechanics and physics be screwed.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So it's much more fun. It gives a pilot something to do.
Woohoo! You go, plot.
Do I have to pilot?
Yeah, sure. Give me a pilot check.
Okay.
Go, pilot, go!
Still three.
Ooh. Okay. You got a pilot of three?
Yep.
That's what you made a three.
Yeah, I made a three.
That's awesome. I'm checking something real fast here.
Asteroid belt requires a four to survive.
I was just going
to say. It requires more, let me know.
It does not. You did roll. You're fine. You are not going to be smushed by an asteroid. All
right.
However.
There's always a however. Oh, there is, just so you know, you do pick up the presence of the IAV Magellan nearby.
Oh, so you did spot it.
Magellan?
It's not, It's not like it's not like it's
IAB.
Closing to.
Here, wasn't it?
It's Alliance. It's something Alliance vessel. Interstellar Alliance vessel.
Interplanetary like Alliance vessel.
This is like the big giant floating city cruiser. Like
is
that
the
picture
one
there.
From the show, that great big. Oh my God.
Yes. The skyscrapers on a platform.
All right.
It's not nearby. It is not on a. It's not. It's not. I don't
I
have
need
people.
A minion like that.
I don't have people give me stuff.
I have minions.
Over there.
It's awesome.
It's not like it's on a. It's not like it's on a interception course. It's just there, broadcasting out all its electromagnetic spectrum. I'm a big giant interstellar or interplanetary alliance vessel. Behave. It's like the cops on the side of the road that aren't pulling people over, but have their lights on just to let you know that we're watching.
So we're now in this. Is this actually an orbit range, or is that just me?
These are just.
Those are just
doohickeys.
There.
These are deep space stations, actually. But you
oh,
guys are right about
out
here.
There. Yeah. There happens to be one out.
You know, there happens to be a patrol cruiser out patrolling, keeping the flag. Because remember,
of course.
Outside of this halo,
yeah.
While technically the Alliance won this during the Independence War. With the War of Unification, depending on which side you're on. And by the way, the Heavy was a brown coat. You were a purple belly.
What?
Purple belly.
Yeah.
I was
we
purple
were
belly?
Yep.
Yeah, we were Alliance.
But you were disillusioned by the Alliance because they bombed their own troops.
Then I was a purple belly kid.
Yeah, 3 years.
I was a brown coat by the end of it, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's...
Oh, you by the way, so you're looking for something to believe in. You used to believe strongly in the Alliance, but now...
Yeah,
you know when they like basically carpet bombed a whole planet.
Yes,
damn
they,
it. Yes.
That's why you allowed
your illusions
to
were dashed when the shadow
does
was bombed.
Does anyone know why I have a rubber ducky?
Because it was in the cup.
Why don't you have a rubber ducky? Is the question you need to answer yourself. Why did I get a rubber ducky?
And a
okay.
A free drink.
So the IAV Magellan is broadcasting majestically, waving the flag. You are all peaceful Alliance planets, whether you like it or not.
I'm surprised that I was
so
Alliance,
assuming.
Considering.
Well, just because you don't like the Alliance doesn't mean you didn't. It's a pay the bills.
Yeah. It's well, and I probably did it to piss off my parents.
Well, she wants to be dropped off that.
Okay, so basically, I'm sorry, you kind of go wide around the cruiser. I mean, you kind of take a scenic.
Aren't you going to turn, face it, flash the lights?
You pull up, say, hey, roll down the window. Hey, coppers, what's up?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, coppers. You know.
I smell bacon.
Roll down the window, you look, bacon. Roll back up, keep going. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to make a wide berth.
Plug in the bacon sign.
More pork.
Seriously, there it is. Okay, so as you are starting to bob and weave to the asteroid field, and you're like hyper aware of things because you don't fuck around in an asteroid field. Just ask those TIE fighter pilots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a momentary blip on your scanner. It's kind of hard to pick up things, all the extra mass, lots of shadows and things to hide, but all of a sudden there's a little emissions blip.
Boop.
Huh. For a brief second, your scanning system told you there was another ship in a too close proximity. Not like next door, but, you know, in astrological terms.
In your blind
close
spot.
Yes.
They're probably like a good 80,000 kilometers away, maybe 100,000 kilometers away.
Hey, Gnome.
Yep.
Can you check the scanners real quick?
The fact that you say it, the little scanning screen goes fuzz. Goes for a brief second.
What's going on?
I got a blip of something possibly being in a blind spot. I want to double check it while I'm swinging through all this. And as soon as I said something, of course, it kind of went on the fritz for a couple seconds. It's not really going to be a good idea for us to be out here flying blind.
Well, the scanner's working fine now. It's like a little momentary... You know, the screen kind of shook.
Mm-hmm. Also, I've got this fridge I want to sell you.
So I start looking it over for anything, you know, having some keys.
Okay, click, 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 click. Make an engineering check.
Engineer.
Engineering?
Yes.
I'm going to use one of my...
Align those widgets.
She talks to me.
Okay.
And... re-roll that?
Sure.
Because I'm like kind of whispering in her
mouth. She never lies to you.
So how about a 2 plus a 4 for a 6 engineering?
That's why he's the engineer.
Yeah. engineer.
First of all, there's nothing about the scanners. You're just being courteous to him checking. You've rebuilt this whole scanning, the whole sensor suite 4 times, 5 times. Sometimes you get bored, you tear it apart and rebuild it because you can. You know they work. And all your diagnostics, you're like, they work. Ding, they work. There seems to be some sort of external interference. Now, the momentary blip of a ship, according to the logs, was an actual emissions signature, gravimetric, electromagnetic signature of a ship. It was a legitimate blip. Little fuzziness, some sort of external electromagnetic interference.
Okay. So something maybe trying to spoof the sensors or something.
No. If it was spoofing, it wouldn't just be.
Basically,
you'd see a lot more diagnostics, readings, things like that. It's not a.
So I'm convinced it was a legitimate event.
The blip was a legitimate event. Mm-hmm. Again, the asteroids, you have lots of shadows. Looks like it probably just went behind an asteroid. In fact, if you look at the logs, you might tell that he was doing some very herky-jerky maneuvers to avoid the unrealistic rocks. And in doing so, if there was a tail, a tail could have been exposed as they tried to match maneuvers.
Okay.
That would be a rational explanation for that.
That there is a ship out there shadowing us, but it's staying out of sight?
It's trying to stay purposely behind the rocks. That's electromagnetic interference. If you go, are you going to go down that rabbit hole or not? There's no damage to the vessel. It's not like burning out your sensors or anything like that. Just
right. So I'm pretty convinced that they're actually that blip we saw was a ship and it's trying to tail us.
Yeah. It's, I guess what I say, the electromagnetic interference is not active electronics warfare jamming.
Okay.
That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say by talking about spoofing. It's not active electronic electronics warfare.
It's not cloaking.
Someone is trying to tailing us and using the asteroids for cover.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah. No, I'm not going to go down the road.
Okay.
I'm going to try harder to make the scanners pick up more telltale signs.
So you can start really going to that zone.
Yeah, I'm trying to find evidence of the ship so we know because we're being followed up.
I'll say, you haven't told us yet, but do you want to communicate that to us?
Yeah. If you're not...
Under the assumption is you're probably at least in the cockpit with him.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Good to know I'm not crazy.
No, you're crazy. Just not that crazy.
So yeah, I'm at the community.
Just not crazy in that way.
Someone pretty please tell me.
Hey, you're Cap? A gambler, so yeah, you Griff. Might be a
Are you on duty or is it my limb?
We're in an asteroid belt. I'm on duty.
By the way, that last herky-jerky maneuver he made is your lift and weights. You probably accidentally conked yourself a bit with the weight.
That is true. Yeah.
Or that or cow stuff. Your choice.
Sam and I both think we got somebody following us.
I'm putting it down. I'm going to the bridge.
I can't necessarily say we have somebody following us, but we think we have somebody following us.
Okay. How did we find him the first time?
On accident.
Can you tell me what happened?
I spun a corner real quick, and I think I saw the ass of a ship.
All right. Do some hot dogging and swing a little bit erratic here and there and see if we can pick anything else up.
It's just starting to fine-tune the sensors. Make a pilot check. Make a...
I reach up and hit...
I hit the intercom for the ship. Hey, everyone, there might be some set of maneuvers, and then we will hopefully not crash.
Are you going to turn on the fasten seatbelt sign?
On the fasten seatbelt sign.
I hit the button as soon as he releases. Somebody might want to go check on the cows.
Dev?
Oh, jeez.
Not
Dev?
It.
Dev?
Hey, Doc, can you sedate the cows for a little bit?
Sure.
Let me know when they're
the
sedated.
Cows are a bit annoyed by the...
Dev?
Yeah.
We may have pirates. Help Doc with the cows and carry some stuff with you, will you?
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, the first thing pops in your mind, the most fear, obviously, would be Reavers. That would be the most obvious fear.
Oh, God.
Hopefully these aren't Reavers, but feel free to grab some deadly shiny.
I am loading up. I got my vest on. Mm-hmm. My belt.
Bandolier, grenades.
Yes. Does anyone on a ship who will use a gun normally not carry a gun?
Well, about everybody here probably...
I hardly ever leave the ship. I'm on the ship more than he is.
He's probably the only person who does not carry, have any firearm, any weapon of any variety.
Okay.
You guys can carry pistols and things.
I want to go to the cockpit to see what's going on, too, and I'm going to take him his gun.
I probably don't have a weapon. I probably have, like, knives. You guys are
right. Again, you can have them if you want them. Now, again, for, like, Jane's, what was his name? It was,
Vera.
That would be a stunt, have an item. And what Have and I Am also gives you is I can never, you can never lose Albatross.
Yeah.
It may be broken, like seriously damaged, you can't fly, but you'll always be able to repair it or recover it. I can never permanently remove that item from you. So Vera would be his special gun.
I know.
You guys
it's your fist.
You got, was it Jack O'Leary and John
whatever.
You'd know to bring my squadron jacket too.
I bring the jacket and the gun.
Yeah. So, make communications, I think, is the closest to sensors. If you look at either one of those, I think you have both the same level, right?
Engineering's higher.
But computers and communications are the same.
So, I guess, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to work in my sensors.
I'm assuming, yeah, you're trying to dial it in, right?
Well, yeah, but computer...
I'm going to look over his shoulder and pretend I can help.
Policy, engineering would be...
Supervising skills right there. Push that button right there. I need to
probably be communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that thing.
So. Those
can
skills.
I give him the excellent teacher bonus?
Yeah.
Do
you have communications or computers?
I have communications.
I have teacher. I'm going to watch how he's moving us.
No profession teacher.
Yeah, I'm going to see how he's moving us and combine it with where he's scanning and try to tactically say, look at the right spot.
Okay, you can do that. You can basically
just to give him a plus one bonus. Or
yeah, you can give each one plus one bonus. Assuming you roll well on your tactic, make a tactics roll and tell me what you get first of all.
I got a 5.
A 5. You guys are all acting pretty much within your characters. I don't have much to compel just yet. Actually, no. I'm going to compel you. Those who can't teach. You don't know what to do, so you're going to open your mouth and tell them all the wrong stuff. Basically, you're going to be useless as you pontificate and tell them their jobs.
No. If my character's going to screw up, he's going to do it by saying nothing.
Okay.
He's not talking to me.
So you got to buy me
I'm
off.
I'm going by two mouths. Sorry.
You got to buy me off. That's fine.
So that does let them help. Correct?
Yeah, you can do your action.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be able to use the my friends are the best at what they do?
Well, he can do that now. I tried to buy him off first.
I can't use that to stop him. I have to pay him off.
So go ahead and make your roll. Make your piloting roll.
Oh, look at that.
That's
four. Okay.
I can move the ship like a part of my body.
Yes, you can, sir. Hopefully you can move your body better than that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
6.
Okay.
Better than a poke in the eye.
What'd you get?
4 for con.
And what'd you get for your tactics roll?
5.
A 5. You can give each one plus one.
So here gets 7 as he gets 6.
Yes. Do me a favor, Angela. Under characters.
So I did superb. You just
skills, stress tracks. Look at your values. It's based on a skill. Now, some of you have a slightly different skill. You have a stunt. It says, and you can then figure out. It's like 1, 2. So, meanwhile, so you got 7. You got a 6 or 5? 6 and 4, right? So 7, 5.
75.
You could obviously tell by the electromagnetic signature of the ship based on the logs and what you see now, it's not a Reaver. Reavers burn hot, remember?
Uh-huh.
Unshielded reactors. So the good news is...
It's not a Reaver. Yay.
So at this point, we're back to pirates.
The bad news is, well, but piracy is really a low-money game. I mean, it's... It could
maybe
be.
Derelict.
Maybe they're after the cargo.
Could be triad.
If they were pirating, they wouldn't be doing it in an asteroid belt because they'd be
doing the same thing you're doing.
Ore. Which is a low profit.
It's weird.
Well, gee, we better fire up the guns. Oh, wait.
Yeah, we don't have any.
So, what happens is, You know, it's a slightly modified, like your ship, it's a slightly modified transport, though.
Oh, yeah.
Though it's not as beefy as the Albatross is. It looks like also being you know, doing your sensors. Obviously, you have active sensors on because you're in the middle of an asteroid belt. You're able to tell by readings that it's very agile. It's an agile vessel, probably faster than you are.
Do you want me to just call this out real quick?
Go for it.
All right. So help. Do you have a stamina skill?
Yes.
If your skill is 1 or 2, you have a 4 health. If it's 3 or 4, your health is 5. If it's 5, your health is 6.
So that's your. So basically, cross out all the unused or film.
Okay.
So if we have no stamina, then it's just 3.
Yes, 3. 3 is your default.
Yes, 3 is the health gets increased by.
So you don't have health.
Everybody. Yes. Yeah. If you have stamina.
You have stamina. 3.
You do. A 3.
So your health is 5 boxes.
There. So you have three circles to check off if I ever hit you.
Okay.
Okay. Ready for composure is modified by resolve.
Yes.
So again, if you have a 1 or 2 in resolve, your composure is 4. If you have a 3 or 4, it's your composure is 5. And if you have a 5 in resolve, then your composure is 6.
Don't worry about wealth. We're not using that for this game.
Okay.
Most of you would be 3 anyway. I think she'd have a 4, but not that it matters.
Yeah.
Also, some of you have a stunt that may modify that.
Yeah.
Yes. She can take...
I have the max health.
You have, what, 7 health, don't you? She doesn't go down easily.
I get to use my science instead of resolve for the...
Composure. Because he believes in everything's
so
logical.
It's the same thing.
Yes, but he's a science skill.
Yeah, I use my science skill instead of resolve.
But it's the same.
You did it already?
Yep, I'm 5.
So, you're able to tell it's a nimble transport. It's been modified, you can tell that. But other than that,
signature,
yes,
too much like ours, not to be a.
It's not Firefly class. Right. It's a whatever class, but it's a
more agile
standard.
Yes.
Okay. Are they agile enough that we got no chance?
They're not broadcasting them? A transponding signal, so you can't identify the vessel.
You think we could shake them, even though their ship is a little bit faster?
Your awesome piloting skill, right now that you made. That's how you're able to dial in. Not only are you able to dial in your sensors well and get some of the passive stuff like behind shadows and get more accurate scans. He's going crazy.
Your call, Griff.
With his awesome, you got 6 piloting check. That's what?
7.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 7 with the helping. Where's my ladder? Who's got a ladder out? 7 is epic. You are doing. You're a leaf in the wind, my friend.
Yes.
You're like skimming asteroids. You're
all
showing.
Right. Lose them.
You just look at. All you can do is say lost, because your 7 piloting skill.
They're done.
I mean, he's like okay, and he shows off. He's showing off. You know he's showing off at this point.
We find a crater in back.
Hey, you find
without the worm.
No, come on, the worms. Don't you know,
without
all,
the worm.
All asteroids have worms. They ordered out for Chinese.
Got that to a bond.
So,
that's a big pilot.
I just killed your first officer.
What?
So, yes, and you can tell by reading the sensors, the minute you guys can lose them. And in fact, you start playing games too because your 4 is pretty, your 5 is pretty good, right?
Right.
You're able to, flip on between active and passive pretty, to...
Yeah, it's superb.
I'd love to get enough information so we figure out who they are later.
And this is all due to his awesome help.
Awesome help. Right. Okay. I'll do my best to try to, if we can just either get, if we can get a visual, snap a shot so we can know what the ship looks like.
One of the things they said in the Firefly universe was that a ship's emissions are a fingerprint. Absolutely unique.
Oh, you can get
so
that.
Get the emissions,
yes. Actually, since you're in the Greenleaf system, you can do that. You can start off a search. It takes a little bit. It's a deep search. It comes back. It's the Fujin.
Okay, so we actually identified the ship.
Yes. It is a ship owned by... it's a ship owned by a woman named Miao Yin. A personal ship owned by Miao Yin.
You know?
Yeah.
What would the odds be if that was...
the ship that
Meow Ian
Arcadia is looking for.
It's not.
That's not. No.
Yeah, but the Silent Jack would be the.
That's the Silent Jack.
I just want to double check. Fu
Jing, X-I-N-G.
Okay.
I think it's like good fortune or something.
Okay.
And good yes, job, you lose them. It's
okay.
And it's also a bonus you run to do without running into an asteroid. And actually, in other ways, another way that you are able to help lose them is they have to avoid the asteroid that you're sort of purposely trying to rope them off on.
Chess match, and he's setting them up.
Yes.
Three moves later, he knows that they're going to run
like
into an
asteroid. On the hole. Watch
this. I was going to say, you know, I could have tried to actually get him to run into.
I was just considering that myself, but getting away for now is good.
So
we're away now.
And at that point in time, as you're still bobbing and weaving and hiding and stuff, Arcady stumbles up the bridge. Oh! It's Todd. And she starts gesturing out in the cockpit like that means a damn thing to you.
Arcady?
There!
I reach over and flip on
excuse me, passengers in the passenger hold.
Point on the screen.
Out of the cockpit.
Point on the screen, not on the window.
She's doing this. Oh!
No. There.
Passengers in the passenger hold, please.
Arcady.
Yes.
Explain to Gnome what you want to do right now.
Math thump.
Slow down. Wait, what?
We need to mash relative to this. You know, it's
I'm trying to pay attention.
I was going to say, you Jones might actually know.
It's Jones constant.
Later, I want him to translate for me.
Basically, she says it's right there. She basically tells you right on the cord on the screen. She kind of points exactly. You need to be right there in about 20 minutes.
20 okay. minutes? Jeez,
so we're going to hide here. You already hit us, according to what you said. You said we backed into an asteroid.
We'll find a good asteroid to hide us. We'll mirror its movements.
And she pulls out a data pad, some types, and she says, what's the... I figured out the interface. And she types some things. All of a sudden, a little plot appears on the screen. You can see beam. Right there.
Know, but if I was you, I'd be worried.
Just freaking awesome.
Well, she just ended
it. Get your dots off my screen.
Who's good at micrograph?
I think I am.
Micro G is good for actual combat. EVA is just general moving.
Yeah, who's good at it?
I can do EVA.
I got a one.
I can do EVA.
I like gravity.
I got a one.
I've also got Micro G.
Micro G is also, you're probably one of the better Micro G folk out there.
Are you good?
I got a one.
I can do EVA.
Okay. Most of us have a one, I think. I would like to have, if it's a ship tumbling or whatever, we'd probably just dock with it.
And as she points to it, there's actually an asteroid.
It's actually an asteroid?
In the spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Arcady.
If it's 20 minutes away, is the asteroid there now?
The asteroid in 20 minutes.
Oh, that will be right there.
What are we doing to it when it's right there?
Going to see the ship.
When the ship, is the ship on the asteroid?
Are you a simpleton? Yes!
Yes,
ship on the asteroid.
Oh, Arcady?
Yes.
Something you should know.
Yes?
We just dodged pirates. I'm a little upset. I don't have a math degree, and I'm armed. So be polite.
Sir, please.
Okay.
Okay, again,
so apparently we're landing
passengers
on the
in the passenger bay.
That would be you.
Oh, I'll be getting my suit on.
What a great idea.
That sounds
perhaps you should get ready.
Why don't you suit up to help her not be...
I think we're just leaving
it. The asteroid is going to be there when it gets there. And
so you guys get... Okay, so 20 minutes happens. You guys prepare for EVA. The pirate ship...
No, Captain, I will stay and guard the cows.
You got the cow.
Do you want me to EVA?
I like gravity.
Prep for EVA or scan the asteroid?
As you approach...
That's a damn good point. I'll prep for EVA.
Who's prepping for EVA? Arcady is.
At this point, I'm not.
I'm not.
So you two, just you and Arcady.
I will.
You're flying the ship.
not if I'm landed on the asteroid, I don't have to fly it.
Should I point out that he's the one who can successfully get it off the asteroid?
I'm also one of the few that can do the EVA and the micro-G.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Most of us have a 1 in it. What do you have?
I've got a 2.
Oh, jeez.
That's so
the rest
awesome.
Of us.
I really want to keep you on the fridge, though.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't want to be the only one going, but no one else is
chiming. Don't leave me with her, because I'll obviously shoot her.
Oh, you've got your rights. Doc's coming with me.
Now, also, remember, Doc can't...
Doc can bump that to 3 at any point.
Or, I know she has it, but she can learn piloting real fast, just now piloting.
Oh, yeah, I can do piloting in a 3 anytime, because I don't have
No, you come with me and we'll leave Mr. I Can Fly Through It.
He's good. I guess you get to miss another fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I get to miss another fight.
You should just be able to fake the EVA crap.
So who all's going on EVA? You two? And the four of you?
I'm useless in a fight.
And Arcady is going with you.
I'm actually only so-so with
As you scan the asteroid, you will see the wreckage of a ship. And the very and as you get closer, you'll see the very faint IFF transponder. Identifies it as a Silent Jack, and the based on reconstructions of the wreck, the ship would the reconstruction would match. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it seems to be a positive match for the Silent Jack guys.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, no trace of the pirates if you have successfully lost them.
Do we have a gun that can fire in space?
Well, your pistols could.
Okay.
But if you were actually like an anti-ship weapon...
No. I just want to know that my pistol's fired.
Yeah, that's it.
That's where you know we have somebody suit up in an EVA and kick out that 55-gallon drum that has the sensors on it, you know.
Yeah.
Crybaby.
Yes.
Yeah, crybaby.
Well, even a normal pistol with a bullet will fire in space. The problem is the
trajectory and recoil. Right.
And you guys all... Though one of you... has energy weapon skill. None of you have lasers because that's advanced purple belly technology. In fact, most of you...
We don't know she has energy weapon skill.
No, and you guys, even in the military, Alliance military, you may have seen maybe one laser, two lasers. It's special weapon, it's special forces. I mean, it's rare.
Not one I confiscated, that's my backup weapon.
Yeah. No. You'd have to, if you're creating a character, that's something you'd spend a stun on to have a thing.
I've got one blank stud. I might pop out a laser pistol here in a bit.
So... You guys land.
Hey, Doc, can you shoot this thing?
You guys approach the asteroid and land, or however you
Whatever.
Term it. Yeah. And
you know, match the rotation.
Yes.
Landing.
Yeah. It's awesome. You guys get there.
Okay.
What do you do? Arcady's like, she's the one to be first out of the airlock. Are you guys actually docking with the ship proper, or are you going to land and have you guys cross... The dusty,
I think we should dock.
Ragged train.
Knowing his skill, I would dock with it. Okay, I would love to have you standing by it with a gun.
I am not leaving the ship.
That's fine, but in case the airlock
gives
you pointing attention, you should still be suited.
This is more or less to determine. Oh yeah, you got it.
6.
Yeah, child's play.
But stay on the ship.
No problem.
In fact, you show off and go off the more difficult lock. Because you can if you want to. If you want to show off, you can go for the more difficult
I'll
one.
I'll go for that one over there. This one's too easy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I want to have a camera turned on.
That power's barely on.
Okay. I want to have a camera on my suit.
Yes.
So that they see everything we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do all of our suits have that?
Sure. That's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
Cameras and lights.
Arcady, like she wants to be the first out.
Arcady, you'll be the first out, right after me.
But you don't know what you're... Okay.
Okay, is there something I need to know about it?
It's broken. The ship, be careful.
That part I got.
You're brilliant.
Do you have the code to open the airlock?
Don't just open it.
Well, we'll see, I guess, won't we?
Yeah. And I'm sure, I have absolute confidence in you, Captain, that you can get in the airlock if you need to.
Yeah, I brought grenades. I'm sure we'll be fine. Okay, I go ahead.
A Sawzall or whatever?
Yeah.
So, you dock. It's there. You open up.
It's a sonic screwdriver.
I want one of those. I actually do not.
Pong, 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 pong.
This would be a great time for survivors that aren't crazy reavers.
There's a thing you can...
There is no answer.
Okay. Is it a manual lock? Can I open it?
Yes.
Okay. I want, okay, obviously I'm not letting, I don't know how much atmosphere they have, so I'm not letting, I'm not sharing the atmosphere. I'm just opening their side.
If I can get the computer to
The all you're getting on right now from their system is basically there is, everything is on standby.
Okay. So I have in my
there's
pack,
no real interface to it available yet.
I have
yet.
In my pack one of his devices to plug into their system to let him have access.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna walk in and look around.
Okay, so you open up. The atmosphere, you can tell by your suit readings and the very fact that there's a slight rustle, that the atmosphere in the ship is actually not all the way up. It's just very,
very low. Minimal.
Minimal.
Minimal is a good term.
Was
minimal.
It, did it have, I'm going to flash the readings, the box here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Doc, is this enough air to keep people alive in here?
Okay. Sure.
Oh, it is. You can fake
maybe.
Just about anything.
What? You can feel free to answer that question however you want to.
You could roll science and actually try to tell me.
Or she could say she's got to, but basically, yes, there is enough atmosphere if someone to keep someone in hibernation, some sort of deep meditation stuff, the atmosphere, the pressure, oxygen content would be enough if someone of extraordinary willpower was desperate enough.
Or cryogenics.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and just keep moving on. If I see
the temperature is like about 50.
Okay. If I see
ambient.
A computer port.
You
I
see
want,
them.
Okay. I want to plug in his device right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's actually, you plug it, you'd have to actually go to engineering and tinker with the engines to, or go basically start the engines. The engines are in standby mode. You'd
okay,
have
to. There's power to these to this computer. And my computer has enough battery power of its own, it's going to just share the energy to download what we need.
Sure, you're going to put in just enough, yeah. If you, you have enough for basically to have a temporary internet connection, basically.
Okay,
he could maybe
download ship history. Current status, and if there's any area of the ship currently using more power than
okay.
anything else.
So, you do that. What, Arcady just started, like, she's moving right by you.
Arcady, do you know where you're going?
Yes.
Where is that?
To look for, my dad.
That's okay. We'll find the professor. I know you miss your professor a lot, so we're going to find your professor in a minute. And we're going to use this to look first, okay? I'm looking for power where it's being used in the ship.
Oh, the other thing you guys know?
Yeah.
Much like, there might be some decent loot in here, too.
Oh, I'm thinking of that, actually, yes.
Some spare parts.
Unfortunately, he just walked away. I was
yeah, he's got a phone call.
Can we just assume that we get some information
from
the ship?
Yeah, basically, here's what you guys are going to find out. Minimal life support. You'll find the crew, the ship crashed. You'll basically find some scattered camera footage, internal security footage, because most of the time you don't normally have it on. We kind of get the tail end of someone like flipped the camera on. And you'll see this gentleman. And those of you with criminal connections.
Yeah.
Definitely her. You might have, maybe. You might have some weird, sick, encyclopedic knowledge just unbidden to your head. Most of you, maybe, probably not. But you're like, being the face person, you probably have your ear to the ground more than anybody else would.
Assets.
So if you're sharing, it's like if everyone's can see this.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting the download.
Except for her, who's keeping the cows happy.
And they're mostly
and watching the airlock.
Yes, watching the airlock. Basically, you can recognize the person. This is Iron Fist Lee. A massive triad enforcer. He gets his name Iron Fist because he did something for... He has got cybernetics. Like, the entire left side of his body, at least torso and arm, have been seriously augmented.
Hey, Dev, tell me you beat the crap out of a cyborg before.
Actually, there's a chance I could have bought him.
And twice on Sundays?
So anyway,
and basically, you catch the tail end of him... Basically disposing of a crew member with the aforementioned Iron Fist, punching through the face, literally through the face. and just calmly walking towards the... It's actually like from a camera, like right behind the cockpit door. He's just like, drops one of the crew members. Actually, it's the captain. You kind of recognize him.
Okay. We're pretty sure there's a cyborg guy on board called Iron Fist. It's a upper level triad guy.
And he goes into the cockpit, sure, and then you catch like this fight between this man who records would indicate was Professor Ivan. He's like, ah! And he quickly, he's like punched into the pilot, the controls, and then the background scene, you can see the stars, things kind of lurch, and all of a sudden there's this asteroid spinning, getting closer to the vessel.
And then crunch.
And then last thing you see is the aforementioned professor's head getting exploded, or imploded by a big, nasty metal hand. And then blam, skrizz, is all, the security.
How does Arcady take that?
Arcady is distracted because she's pouring over. She's like, oh, right. Where do you think he'd be staying?
Iron Fist?
No, Ivan. I'm going to go check his quarters.
No, you're going to stay with me.
I hired you. You're working for me.
That's right. And aren't you glad I'm protecting your life?
From what?
As you can see,
Captain,
there's a man on here that killed a bunch of people.
But that was like months ago. He's probably dead. Besides, the ship is in horrible shape.
Captain, we were, we were asked to get her here. We can just leave her here.
This ship is worth a crap.
Yes, engineer, you can just imagine. There's some seals that need to be replaced. The aft stabilizer. It's perfectly good.
Plan on how to get it off the rock.
Yeah,
but then again, the idea of a cyborg wandering around inside it also makes me.
No. Make sure you have a list of stuff we need fastest and bestest. Okay.
You have the list always on hand because you always pester him about every time you dock.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm ready.
You're just this awesome engine of destruction. Dev?
I can
need to walk through the airlock, Dev.
Okay, well, can I use my stealth to go searching the ship for this type of guy?
Oh! Yeah, you could. I think that's a great idea. I'll be right behind you, right after Dev gets over here.
All
right.
So, you're going to let Scary Ninja Chick...
Okay, so you
hear
me say, I
want to
wash her off on my
own. I think she just does.
I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense for our doctor to suddenly volunteer to start searching for the cyborg on the
That doesn't make any logical sense.
No, I don't think
Oh, are you going to invoke her? You're going to say, my memories are Swiss cheese?
Well, I just think, what would I use to say that I don't know...
That's fine. That's fair. It's a good to play. You are the titular doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll stay with the group.
I say, however, that a Rolling Stone never gathers any moss, so she would be itchy to leave.
Oh.
And she would probably slip away without us knowing.
So one of us wants the doctor to stay tight, and the other one of us wants Ninja to go Ninja.
Okay, I'll go Ninja.
Wow. Give him back. Awesome.
So I get mine back.
Someone's got a lot of
At least give him back his. So you're like, you waffle for a while, then you just disappear.
I really want to
do so you ninja off.
I'm more worried about Arcady than the doctor.
Yes, and you're trying to talk Dev into coming over.
I'm trying to keep the doctor in the corner of my eye.
I'm coming over. And honestly, I'm not happy about it, but I'm coming over.
Just gotta go.
Yeah.
Action figure time.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna, make sure Mr. Cyborg doesn't somehow...
Is there gravity on this asteroid?
Griff?
What?
Keep the cameras up and running. I don't want Mr. Cyborg walking across the
door. Do you want him to lock the airlock? He could lock the door.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
My action figures don't really move.
There's a cyborg on this ship.
Oh, okay.
Lock the airlock.
Yeah, close.
And keep the cameras going, so in case he can walk on vacuum short term,
I'm leaving my guard.
You don't want him walking over and punching a hole in something.
You need to help.
Okay, I go back and shut the airlock and brace it.
Yes, Devendra, you're still walking across, and the sensation from going from gravity, because the ship...
We don't have gravity.
Yeah, your ships have gravity.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah. our ship would have gravity.
I guess
I'm going
sense.
To take
in the show.
But the vessel itself does not have gravity because the power's off. So it's like stepping off a gravity shelf. Like la la la, float, and your stomach goes. I don't like this.
No.
I'm going to
as the airlock closes behind you.
I don't
you,
know how much
bang.
Help I'm going
to
be.
I'm going to take Arcady with me.
Yes.
We're going to go to the airlock, wait for Dev, and then I'm going to hold on. Now, do I know that Dev sucks at micro-G?
Yes, sir. You know that I am not happy right now.
And if you didn't know, you emphatically know now. Because about every Chinese curse phrase word on here, she's probably lobbing at you.
Okay, is this like a weakness?
I think I might use my oratory skills to talk her down and have her focus.
So you two, the three of you now are on the ship, are on the Albatross.
Yes.
And then you two and the NPC are in the opposing. You're in between.
Okay.
Airlock.
In the airlock.
The door.
Okay. Now, Doc wandered off.
Yes, Doc is
going
to
start going to areas of high powers this year.
The only place that has any significant would be the engineering.
Okay.
Because that is where the engine's on idle.
I don't know where Doc went, but we're going to.
Where are you going, Doc? Areas of importance would be the bridge. That's where, like, the ship nosedived in the asteroid, so it took most of the damage. But that's the last recorded scene of where the cyborg was. Okay. Well, you sneak off. You go there. Sneaky, sneaky. You open the door, and lo and behold, there's a cyborg in there. He is rather wrapped around and through a chair, pilot yokes, and command things. Because apparently, there's no airbags in the pilot's area. So when the cockpit slammed, cockpit first in the asteroid, he basically caught it all, and
he's dead.
Well, there's a slight power line that's very faintly glowing, but he doesn't seem to be moving. So at the very least, his electronics are active. There may be nobody home up here.
I mean, it's Azel.
Oh, there's also another dead body of a professor.
Great.
The professor? The professor has another notebook. It's actually, he had like a death grip on. Okay, no problem. You break his hands and you do something gory to extract the book. It's literally death grip. Engineering. You go to the engineering. The engines are on idle. You could probably figure out, you just flip a couple things and get power throughout the system. We'd make Dev happy with gravity if you want.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Meanwhile, she's been bouncing behind you.
Okay, I'm holding on to her, so she's...
She's still bouncing, kind of.
I'm helping.
But,
yes.
But at least I've talked her down.
Doc?
Yes.
Doc, are you there? Answer the damn phone, Doc.
Okay.
You found anything?
I found a dead cyborg on the bridge.
By the way, while you were
dead.
You put on a little portable transponder that you could probably reinitiate the engine system to increase the power draw so you could access the various systems if you want.
I want to start getting into the system.
You know, some lights start coming on and the engine starts to warm up. Not full power, but enough. It's gone from idle now to read it remotely.
Because you
don't add any power yet. No. Give me just a minute here.
Don't we want to know what happened to the ship?
Yeah, but if cyborg's plugged in waiting for power levels to turn on, that bothers me.
Cyborgs. Lights start going back on.
You know what you get real cute, do a massive power spike, try to fry him.
And cap the
I like
story
it.
A couple of times before we do anything else. Put a gun right up to some soft, squishy part of his head and blow it away.
Hey, his head is perfectly normal. It's like just starts from here. Like this part of his body has been Darth Vaderized.
Blow his head away.
And
before we do anything else, the triad like to blow stuff up behind them if they can't take it. I'd rather you come over here and check for booby traps before we power anything up.
With the cyborg.
Well, we're gonna take his head off. Right.
So what
now.
Are you doing to the cyborg?
Okay, that's right.
You have a pistol?
I'll go suit up.
I have an energy weapon.
Well, you have the skill. Have also slug throws, but you probably have just a pistol on
no,
you.
I made sure.
I'm sure
I made
she
sure
would.
Just go, just boom,
I'm
blam.
Sure that's like part of the.
Okay, distantly, you guys hear a boom.
Okay.
Yes, it's a big grotesque mess. You do see a couple metal filaments and things in the brain that obviously kind of lead down.
That bothers me.
Are you going to do more?
Blow away the metal bits, too.
I mean, you got, like, 6 shots at least.
Okay, well, I'll... Is there...
You know what? Before you do anything else, let's have the Nomi.
Right here.
Let's
right where... Right next... Bang! Ding, 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 ding.
Spark.
Guys, you're going to break the airlock. Yeah.
Now, before you blow anything else away, let's have the gnome check him for booby traps or something, okay?
Yeah, by the way, you guys over here, here's blam, ping, ding, ding, ding. Because
yeah,
there's enough power for gratuitous sparks.
Go ahead.
Yes, and a slight, I like that idea. Here.
Oh, no!
No!
And there's a slight hissing sound. Well, actually, more of a sucking sound.
Okay, and Gnome, while you're coming over, bring a patch kit.
A what?
patch kit.
You mean like for a tire?
Yeah.
Can't we just close off the cockpit and?
You guys all, you go to the base. The cyborg is well and truly ex-cyborgy. In fact, if you feel better, you could take the gun down the neck hole and put a couple shots in there if it makes you feel
really
better.
Yeah, I really do. I know that he crashed my head with a mechanical hand makes me nervous.
Yes.
I just want to make sure he didn't rig any booby traps.
There's no booby traps. There's actually no cable connecting him to the power.
Okay. So we'll make sure he's all the way done. And we want
to
see what we can
buy action figures.
How much do we want to loot?
Arcady is safe, and she disappears, looking for stuff.
Dude.
We're going to... Someone needs to follow her around.
She was with you.
I'm supposed to stay on the ship.
You guys could have put enough power to turn the gravity on.
Yeah.
The Vendra would really like that.
Not until after I check for booby traps.
No booby traps. The ship is well... There's no reason to booby trap this ship, honestly.
No, it's a sad vessel at this point.
I'm saying it's
time.
I had to suit up and
yeah.
Hey,
so, yeah, you're...
Work out whether or not we can tow this whole thing.
We can't.
Huh? We can't.
We're going to just strip it.
It's a ship. Roughly the same size as us.
You could tow it.
But mass doesn't matter in space.
Well, mass matters. Well, the mass, the acceleration. You would slow down.
A lot.
And we have the fuel to tow it.
That's the big kicker.
It probably has fuel.
Maybe.
How long are you going to spend? Here's a cute... Yes, this ship is salvageable as a whole. However, the salvage operation is not very fast. Probably takes several days, if not probably a week.
So we just want to grab the good stuff.
Yes.
We have 2 other jobs to do.
Okay, well, let's grab the good stuff.
And this is a triad ship. Like, we want a ship. Are we sure we want
the ship is not triad. The cyborg, however, is...
Where did the cyborg come from?
My guess is from...
He was a crew member.
Well, no, he was not a crew member.
No.
In fact, as you look at the logs, because you get the computer power up, you will learn that basically he came with Professor Ivan. Ivan was not real happy by this, you could tell by watching body language. That he apparently, you get the... You would probably... But you two would probably get the... Whoever has brokerage, maybe.
I do.
Finding
this expedition.
Ding! And he was there to oversee the investment.
Okay.
The professor discovered something. The records show that all the crew members are killed by cyborg human methods. You know, basically broken. So any damage done by the crash to their bodies are postmortem.
Okay.
What happened is...
He was supposed to kill everybody if they found something.
Yes. To seize it for the triads. And what he found was this, in Captain Brainiac. Analysis of the material will show a super dense object suddenly appeared nearby in space in a rapidly dispersing cloud of exotic particles and radiation. The object paradoxically starts shedding its density. Without noticeably losing any mass. The professor's narrating this. He's like, you know, some sort of National Geographic special. And then, oh my God, how can you lose? You cannot lose density without losing mass? Without,
it was expelling mass material.
It was not.
It was not.
The mass stays is constant. But constant in the same place. So how would you lose density? That just totally makes no sense.
Okay.
And
disobeying the laws of physics that we know.
And then, I think, wait, and pictures show up at this weird non-Euclidean thing. Certainly not natural. It says, maybe it's an alien vessel with maybe some sort of wormhole generation technology that might lead to maybe a faster-than-light travel. That'd be incredible. We could go back to Earth that was. We could unlock the rest of the universe. This, at this point, you hear crunch, crunch, mangle. Ah! What? And then from his narration, you would see his perspective. Iron Fist Lee proceed to do what Iron Fist Lee does.
Okay.
As then as the professor's thrown back in the controls, knocking them out of control, sending the ship careeningly into the asteroid.
All right. So harvest what we can. And keep track of our...
And Arcade's like, I think... See, and she pulls out this book and says, okay, that same phenomena with the same exact gravitational
if you can
markings.
Plot it, we'll go look.
Yes, I can.
Explain it to Gnome.
Do you realize how much money we could make? How we'd be famous. I would be famous.
I'm sorry, your dad is dead.
It's not.
Think of what, I mean, he's right. It could change everything.
Arcady.
Even the existence of aliens.
Arcady.
Yes? You don't understand.
No, I understand. I'm just calm.
I would, of course, share some credit with you all. We could make a deal.
You know what? You're right. You will.
And she's like, a little bit searching. She'll find the notes. She'll take the notebook that you have, unless you give it to her. She'll try to take it from you.
So let's take this while we can, and we got to go drop off.
I was going to say, let's salvage what we can and head off for.
We're
going to
give ourselves one day for salvage.
Assuming what, let's see what is her, what does she say the next?
Oh, the atmosphere scrubbers are on, and the atmosphere still, the pressure's weak, but it's warm anyway.
Is anyone else thinking about the fact that there's a
pirate ship around here?
Yes, and is probably aware of where we are.
No, not aware of where we are.
And there's a dead triad.
It's trying to find us, probably. Yes.
But this is a monumental discovery. Are we going to pursue it and change the world, or are we going to forget and we've never learned this?
Well, at the moment, I want the immediate credit I can get from it, and then I want to go look for the other ships after we drop off.
You can do the quick salvage. Griff could come in and quickly, you guys could place all hands aboard. You could grab some important internal components, replace some suboptimal parts.
Yes.
She's able with your help. Yeah. The rations and things, there's always a good place. You can always sell rations on the border worlds.
If they've got anything that's not gray paste, we may not sell it.
So unfortunately, the gray paste was something that survived.
Yeah.
Tell me there's at least one good bottle of scotch and I'll be happy, okay?
There's a box scotch. With a strawberry, though.
I'll take it.
A strawberry?
A strawberry.
Wow.
It's like all green and white.
It's actually good. The box is preserved. It's preserved.
It's been irritated. So what do you do? Okay. So we take what we can. So that's worth, what, a couple thousand credits maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. More money.
Stuff.
Okay. We do blah, 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 blah.
You guys get the time. You're able to determine that's probably another couple days.
Okay. Is there a way to mark this asteroid that won't put a beacon out to the world? Or can it plot it well enough, we can always find it?
You can plot it. Between these two, you guys can easily plot it. That's part of your one day of salvaging.
This asteroid. We don't leave a beacon going or anything.
Right.
And we want to shut everything.
Engineering and just general smarts, he can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's math.
Navigation is four. Yeah. It's not going nowhere.
Okay. Yeah. We'll plot its future.
Yeah. And you know exactly where it is.
And then behind us, we're going to shut everything down.
Yes. No problem.
We want it to be cold. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah, what do you do with the cyborg? Was he flying in the asteroid field now? Did you just jettison just in case?
I would have.
Or just what are the rest of the crew? Are you leaving there? Are you gonna give him a proper funeral? What are you gonna do? A proper burial, I should say. Not. Or, you know.
No, wouldn't that be like a burial in space?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you could say some words and throw them out, and you could then.
I'd rather make sure we vaporize them with our ion trail on the way out.
The bodies, it's the crew, and that's no problem. You could do that.
Yeah.
So you guys do that. Loot, turn it down, plot, say a few words for the
I'll say words as the captain.
Give him some words.
For scumbag, I say good riddance.
Mm-hmm. And I make sure we moon them properly on the way out.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. So it was next we had the cattle and
but,
the boxes.
But we don't have time for cattle. By our calculations,
yeah.
That's just like my... Our calculations, and actually,
time for
and you're telling me that you can't recalculate. We have work to do.
Other people could just. You got paid how much to carry the beef? This is small. How do you put up with these small-minded people?
Deal with the cattle first or not?
I'm sorry, but I don't.
The
want...
honest answer is. I mean, I don't know what the actual calculation is. So
well. Theoretically, if it's a repeating event, you could wait longer. But right now, she's saying the next event's going to happen within a day or so.
Endow me.
Okay.
And it's
so
you're still
hide.
Civil.
We need to hide near the location of the probable event if we want to witness it.
All right.
The cattle will keep for an extra day.
Wait, really? Anybody attempt to hide us?
Go for it.
The special one is looking kind of gamey.
That's
why you've been giving him the drugs. He's fine. He just
you know, I
takes
them all,
special food.
All over dead if I can find some kind of proof. Dude.
So, yeah. He's like, whoosh. And he artfully flushes the ion wash so that the crew gets the appropriate amount to burn them respectively. And then the cyborg then gets melted into a nice big metallic crater.
Nice.
I want him vaporized. Okay.
So then, he ain't coming back. Good. And you guys go, you fly, you get there, no problem. You do it stealthily, you know, behind asteroids. You're fairly sure that doing judicious use of thrust when there's an asteroid behind you, things like that, you covered your trail. You make it. It's an alien craft.
When does the next one start?
Within like 20 minutes, 10
oh,
minutes.
Well, okay.
We're wrapping this up.
Lunch break is at
1. Break. Lunch break's at 1 o'clock.
Next we end at 1.
Oh, so we have next at least another 3.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. We're good.
Okay.
A little long. That's my fault, but that's fine. We're going. So, bam. As predicted, you guys are there. Your proximity sensors, all of your sensing systems go wild. Wee.
Of course, you're recording this crap.
Yes. And there is something there. Suddenly, like, almost, there is nothing there. There's empty space. You see asteroids tumble by. Nothing. All of a sudden, it almost looks like it's always been there. That's how sudden.
Does it displace asteroids? Does it push them away?
A little bit. And that's how, you can even verify for you. That's how, it's a gravitational anomaly. The asteroids kind of warp around slightly. Very, very minutely.
Great.
And.
Gosh, I'm sure they have gravity. Who wants to go aboard?
Subtle hints there.
The definitely an alien starship. You can tell. Look at it. It ain't nothing does that naturally.
Does
and you
it
can
look dead.
As dead as something that pops out of from nowhere and vaguely non-Euclidean, but that has a. This is first contact. And the vessel is only slightly smaller than one of those. Massive cruisers.
Hey, Doc. You got first contact skills, right? A bunch of language skills?
Sure
maybe?
You do. I have language.
You're looking yes. here that has first contact skill.
Yeah.
No, you have first contact skill.
You can have any skill you want.
At 3.
One time a game, you can do whatever the hell you want.
So...
You can make balloon animals if you want to. Yeah.
So it's there. It's looking all shiny. It's scary. It's big. It's got things and tentacles and weirdness.
Do we have a universal greeting?
I hear a cow asking for its mom.
Moo.
Griff,
send out the universal greeting.
Off of that
I hear a whole bunch of cows asking, begging for the
your
mom.
Sensors are kind of weird right now because of all the exotic energy
really
bleeding out.
Anything. I'm trying to look for something that would be indication of powering up of... For release of a sudden discharge.
Can you just hail them
based
and say,
on
hey?
That's what I mean.
The data you've seen from her, the periodic. This has been a repeating event for quite some time. Mm-hmm. That you figure probably. It's probably unmanned or automated.
Okay.
You probably would guess that. Speculation at best is perhaps the gravitational of the red suns probably caused it to get caught in this loop in that you know local gravitational fields or whatever. This system is gravitationally weird, by the way.
I want to use a whisker laser to at least give some version of AI
You could play the Close Encounters theme.
I got no idea. You guys want to try talking or run? I want to knock on the door without saying
I think
hi.
We drop off What's-Her-Face and continue on.
Yeah, yeah. Our Katie right? should know what to do, right?
For all we know, they speak math.
The ship is now turning around.
Math is a universal language.
And as you're studying this...
became an option, the ship starts turning around.
Well, hold on, it's still an option.
So you're sending, like... hi and hello and 1 + 1 = 2.
I'm trying to like.
Arcady's like coming up with some ideas. Send him the prime number sequence. Send him the protonic weight of the elements.
The elemental chart is a class.
Yes, we'll send that too. And you know, basic mathematical stuff. And she's pi, and Avogadro's number. We start, she starts just throwing mathematical constants at it.
The Rolling Stones.
Well, I would say we would have a whole day to compose this message.
Pi's going to be really quick to send.
Here's
a whole day?
Dude,
we don't know what kind of weapons they
have. Shove her out the airlock and let's go.
We are done. And slow. We're not very fast.
Yeah.
15%, not that fast.
This thing is a little scary.
So you're saying
we have no idea what that thing can do.
Dude.
Well, certainly can't go faster than light.
And we've got cows that are, you know, calling for their mom.
Yeah.
Well, you know, evident, it's clear this has been in the system for a while, and it just keeps popping in and out in different locations. It does not seem to be.
Can we just shove Arcadia out the airlock and go?
And then again, if an alien race was this advanced, why would they waste their time shooting us down, really?
Right.
It doesn't make any logical sense.
Yeah, I'm all about trying to make contact.
Oh, okay.
This is out of my pay grade.
Let's send a message.
Mode, that's fine.
My responsibility.
You send the message.
Any indication that they're...
You can send whatever you'd like.
I would be happy with being in a defensive mode if there was a defensive mode other than running.
Okay. We'll point us away and get us ready, but we'll send the message, and it's all the math stuff that they put together.
And push the button.
Say hello, and then we hightail it.
And you see nothing.
Push Arcadia out.
Nothing happens.
Airlock.
You know, I'm probing any kind of...
It seems non-response. By this time, the radiation's dispersed. It seems okay. It just seems to be floating there in a standard elliptical, you know, standard orbit.
Man, I just can't walk away from something like that.
Ask Arcadia.
Volunteers to go over.
This is going to be here before.
Can I use my eye candy?
Well, she usually stays like maybe based on the periodic. She says it probably guess probably about several days.
Okay.
Where's your point your character sheet towards the rest of us so we can see what you've got over there.
Yeah, we need to look at your aspects.
Who are you making go with you?
No, I'm asking for volunteers.
Volunteers.
I would follow you almost anywhere, Captain. I ain't going.
I would go over there.
Yeah, if you really want it.
Actually, you're secretly in love with Captain. You would let him go by himself without you. If you're going to die, you'll die together.
God. No, because I think this is the dumbest idea ever.
Ever?
Then you want to stop him because you want him to stay.
Are you going
to
buy me off?
Buy him off. That's what the chips are for.
You don't love him that much. Bastard's been stringing you along for years, huh?
If an alien ship actually landed outside, I would get on it right now.
Can I use my oratory skills to convince him that this is a bad idea?
Well, first of all, you got to deal with your heartstrings tugging at you. It's a tug of war inside.
Okay.
You know, Gwyneth Paltrow stayed with Iron Man, and she didn't want to. Pepper said, I can't do it. Okay, Tony, I will.
Okay.
Are you going to be the good number two?
Oh, the ship's here when you get back, not a cap.
She's first mate. If she decides you need to run.
Are you staying or are you going?
Oh, I'm not going.
I'm
not
back in 10 minutes.
See you on the flip side.
10 more minutes.
So, your love has some limits.
Yes.
Let's see.
But, I will try to convince him to stay.
Doc,
use my charm skills.
Yeah, but he's got stubborn to a fault.
And Nomi wants to go.
Yes, but I also have eye candy.
Oh, my God.
And a winning smile. Here, I can use my winning smile.
You want to come with us after all? Because I got where I lead, others will follow.
No.
If you want to start the whole war thingy, we can go.
No. Look at his aspects. Looking for something to believe in, that plays for him going across, because the whole new, you know, rosy future.
This guy is built
where
to go,
I lead,
guys.
Others will follow. He's going to do it. My
Resolve
friends are best.
Five.
Yeah, no. He was stubborn to a fault.
This guy's going.
There's not much on his things that I don't think he could play.
I can't let him go without some protection.
And yes, unfortunately, the powerful should protect the weak. And from a very...
And no good deed goes unpunished.
I know! I'm going! I'm going!
Oh, fine.
Like Captain's to strictly volunteer.
Can't outrun the Grim Reaper.
Are you going to go?
You can't outrun the Grim Reaper. I'm staying.
It's true.
If anyone
I'm going to sit here and wait for it.
If anyone can
I ain't running. I'm going to sit right here. I'm not going to walk towards it, but I ain't going to run.
So, the two of you are right on here. The
so
ship. The four of you are going to play Contact.
Right. If they start talking back, be as persuasive as you can from here. We're gonna get
Arcadia going?
I tried my best.
Oh, Arcadia, hell yes. Okay. Hell to the yeah, she's like you.
Will you. I'm sorry, I tried to have her pushed out the airlock. Nobody wanted to listen to me.
By the way,
yes. I will try to.
Yeah. I would appreciate
so,
that.
So, do you guys take a shuttle across, or do you try to dock?
Well, Doc's got a shuttle.
Doc's got his own shuttle. Yeah.
You have two shuttles.
Yes.
We're going to use a shuttle and try and dock. We'll have EV suits.
Yes.
But we want a shuttle connected, and we don't want to hook up the main ship
because
he'll go crazy.
And who knows else what will happen.
Yeah. So we'll dock a shuttle.
Okay, so you take the shuttle over, you land, you dock. No big deal. You go across. There's a... You have to basically have a torch to break the seal, right? Because you'll know...
Yeah.
And I'm
all
sure
kinds
that we
of
have
open
that.
Sesame gear.
Yes. No big deal. You go through, and you do that. You're
that
in.
We'll be cut off, by the way. We're keeping. We'll
fair
toss
enough.
Into the ship behind us.
Yeah. Kang. The ship does not seem pressurized, by the way.
Okay. That's what the EV suits are for.
Oh, no.
But there is gravity.
Oh, there's gravity.
So there is gravity.
A little heavier than Earth norm, so for most of you, it's a problem.
Oh, okay. It's probably fine
hey,
for you.
Hey, this is a good workout.
Yeah. Gravity.
She's like, I like this.
What did Sheena say? I don't know about.
Good news, Griff.
No, okay.
We're in.
Great.
Have fun with that.
And there's gravity.
They took a shuttle across. They didn't actually make you dock it.
We docked a shuttle.
So, lastly, so while you're there, you two who are on the ship, your communication, that's the last thing you say. You go, we're in. All of a sudden, static. In fact, you lose connection too. You're like, we're in.
I step back outside. Can you hear me now? I turn towards you, and I flash my light off and on a few times.
Can those of us who are together still communicate?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little difficult, but you kind of...
I flash my signal laser a few times off and on. Still here. And then I go in.
Okay. So you guys go in.
Wave at the window.
Griff, since you've been nice and not doing anything, there's a nice power cord. Darn, as the Fu Jing appears.
What?
And it starts to go to talk, try to dock with you. And you see a shuttle break off and start heading towards the alien vessel.
I ain't docking with you.
I ain't docking with me. I'm going to outmaneuver it.
Okay. So, meanwhile,
okay, what did
give
I
me
miss?
Some piling jets. A massive power cord
hit. I was doing the signal.
And the Fu Jing appeared.
I was doing the signal laser. Did I see the Fu Jing appear?
Yes.
I was doing the signal laser. Yes. Did I see the Fu Jing appear?
No, you went back in, you said.
I did say that.
Yes,
okay.
You went back in.
Seven.
See, it's like, it starts to drift closer. You go, wing! It's like, oh, crap. It
starts, guess who was about
to go? I'll fly circles around the alien ship while it's chasing me. I don't care. Right.
It's trying.
I told y'all this was a bad idea.
I ain't gonna force Doc. Feel free to suit up and get a gun or something.
No.
So.
In case they dock, I mean.
On the ship, you see wondrous stuff. Stuff that makes absolutely no sense to you whatsoever.
Okay.
Oh, great. So we're tripping.
Yeah. The layout is very Escher-like. Like,
nice.
You see a door up there. Even though it has gravity.
Better than
you find, actually, you find the gravity is directional
yeah,
sense. So if you're, you can, like, walk on a wall and ceiling.
Oh,
and,
Hey, Shane, who's running to get the food? Who's doing the meal plan?
One of them.
Done.
One of them.
Over with.
Yeah, they're
it's
leaving.
It's already here. They delivered.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
So,
darn. Awesome. I didn't get in on it in time. Oh, well.
You'll still
give me another piloting check.
The what?
Oh, by the way, as you're flying through this, you watch it through your screen and stuff, you see a gun come out of it. It's like a chin turret pop out.
Out of the alien ship?
Out of the Fujing.
Uh-oh.
Buddha, 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 Buddha.
Hey, Griff.
Three. Actually, silently.
Maneuver. Maneuver so they accidentally shoot the alien ship.
I don't like that.
Oh, I didn't roll so great.
I like that one better.
Yeah. You're dodging, but you see projectiles.
Can he make it hit the alien ship?
That'd be another roll later on.
Why would
you
make
it?
You're
in the ship.
Why would you want him to do that?
It's a big ship.
It's a big ship.
You can't talk to me.
Okay.
I know.
This ship is bigger than this university. So, yes. Your odds are these little 40-millimeter projectiles aren't going to do much. Basically, remember the cannon from...
I do remember.
...the movie? They had strapped the outside. It's basically that, but...
If it had automatic defenses, I'd be cool to watch it blow them out of the air.
Yes. So, as you guys are navigating, Doc, you're being followed. You just know this, instinctively.
Okay.
That there's something living following.
But we're still in suits, and we have automatic communication. Suit to suit, so it's all like talking and
yes.
You want to call us the...
What are you doing while he's flying and the shooting's going on and the stuff and the cows are upset?
I don't know. Surviving?
Can you spoof them electronically somehow? Communications, can you screw with them?
I have communications, I guess.
You should be able to like throw off their aiming or, you know, screw with their tracking and stuff.
Okay.
That would be if you have communications.
I do.
You could make that rank one skill.
Or spend time trying to reach us somehow. Or both.
Let's see. It's a one.
Okay.
If you want to come and get your lunch if you're on the meal plan, everything is labeled and ready to go. If you're not on the meal plan, we have additional food for sale.
I'm not an official
$10
player,
for meal. You get a sandwich, chip in, a cookie.
That's right, because you don't have a ticket. You have a ticket. I forgot about that.
Don't let anybody vote for me either.
We'll just kind of wrap this up because we have food.
I'd rather use the card.
Because this is the last scene anyway.
Okay.
I'm pushing buttons.
Thank you.
There's lots of cool stuff. You actually end up in this massive engineering chamber. If you remember the... what was that device from?
I don't want to wrap. I just.
Oh no,
we wanted to indicate when we were still.
People need to wrap up and eat lunch.
Yeah,
I gotta run out.
Time. Okay. Yeah, we've got a dog. To walk.
That's my fault. So basically, you guys come to this massive room. You get to see this cool. You remember the device from?
Stealth.
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, not the chomper chomping bits, but the
big galaxy thingy.
The Beryllium Sphere, yes, with the big tentacles, and it's so beautiful.
Right.
You figure that's the heart of the thing.
You mean it's not the smashy stompy thing?
We probably passed one of those to get there.
We defeated that already.
Yes. 1-1-2-2, 1-1-2-2, a lose pattern. And then could you get my food?
I'm not getting food. Oh. I'm putting away
Tickets.
For tickets.
So then
ticket.
You guys are dodging. I can't touch your piloting skill, by the way. I've been rolling, it's sad.
I was gonna say I can try to get you to fly into a crater. An asteroid, that's about the only thing I could do.
Yes.
Or have them ram
me back into the asteroid belt, asteroid field.
And then, you guys, there'll be some triads hunting you down in the ship.
Okay.
You guys.
You kill them a lot.
They shoot back. You will be, you'll probably have to take some consequences.
No. Dev totally beats the crap out of them with her bare hands.
Yes. Yes, she does. But
the
some of you
one
get.
She kills, she uses them to beat up the other ones.
She does. Thank you, sir. Then, the big epic finale. The Fujing will then. Let's see. What option do we have?
Dev, you killed them all. The triad we were following, you beat them all to death with your bare friggin' hands.
The Magellan appears.
The what?
The Alliance ship.
The big ass comes in because someone's been broadcasting serious electronics warfare. Military-grade electronics warfare. And they took notice of this. Well, that in this big crate, in one of the crates in your super-secret hold.
Great.
Was a plant. And they destroy the Fujing for you.
That's the only way they found us.
Yes.
Did they destroy the ship behind us and leave?
No, they hang around.
So they know that this is not our ship.
Yes. And they say, we'd be glad to help you take this. off your hands.
We've got it, thanks.
No, really.
No,
we're here to help. And in fact, since this is an Alliance space...
It's Alliance. They can pull that card.
And you guys are official Alliance citizens. In the name of the Alliance, we claim this vessel. Thank you for your assistance.
For how much money?
They claimed what? The Fujing or the alien?
The alien vessel.
Eminent domain.
For how much money?
I don't know.
For how much money? Well, we won't arrest you. For having...
The ship is armed. We've got a government behind us. We're one ship.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact that they're not killing us right now is probably the best we could ever hope for out of this.
Well, you got to keep the money from the delivery, right?
We got
all the salvage.
We've got the eggs.
And the guys come in, much like from Thor. They're like, oh, look, the souvenir you kept.
Thank you.
Oh, your notes? Thank you.
Oh. I totally sneak something, damn it.
Sure, you can sneak something.
All right.
Something small and inconsequential. This is alien material. It's just a piece of metal. It's alien. Whatever.
How do you know?
It's alien.
Aliens don't exist. They're just the Reavers.
Okay, so we go ahead and that's a wrap.
Yeah.
But we won, sort of.
Took a bit longer. Yeah, this is the epics, the fighting between
them. Parts for them to vote.
Oh, yes. So that's a brief introduction to the Fate system. I know it wasn't
these are
complete.
Interesting dice. Are these specifically for the Firefly system or for something
else? Well, this is not a Firefly system. This is a generic system, Fate.
Okay.
These are originally designed for a game called Fudge. And if you do a search for Fudge Dice, these will appear.
Is it okay if I keep...
You can keep it. Do you want the adventure written up?
I would love to.
You can see...
That's okay.
That's fine by me. Okay. I hope that at the very least, I captured the Firefly feel.
Awesome. Yeah.
The whole object of this was for you guys to... As I said, there's three options. One's the Indiana Jones ending was this one, where they take it and they bottle away and you never see it again.
Yeah.
It never happened. You can... There's page numbers here.
Okay. Give this card. We can vote for...
Yeah. Vote for...
So what should we just write down?
Write down the name of the person.
What are we doing?
For the best player.
Best player.
So put the cards back up.
Don't vote for me. I'm not an official player.
Yes, this was for her. This was a special
Whoever
adventure
was the
for
best
her.
Role player?
Yeah, best role player. Except for Angela.
But I don't... Do we have the names?
Oh, yes, though. Look on your...
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Tags.
Steve.
You got the rules for it.
Don't vote for me.
I mean, you can keep all the handouts.
If you don't mind.
I don't care.
There you go.
I would love to have an example of the system to look at later. Just see what I did.
And you also have the example of Diaspora. It's online.
I think this is yours?
Yes.
And there's my vote.
Do a search for his. That's mine.
That's his.
Do a search for the Fate system. There's actually some of it's freely downloadable, I think.
Okay, awesome.
Diaspora is built on Fate, you said?
Fate.
It is.
Yeah, it's used by Spirit. Century was the first major game that came out with it. Dresden Files.
Sorry.
Oh, I gave away the pen too soon.
Here.
That's fine.
And what do we do? We just write down the name of this game?
Of the player, yeah.
And this is what?
And this is the adventure is Arcady's Run.
I just need to ask.
Well, a little long, but I apologize for that. But basically, wait a second. Did I give you all the papers? Is this all the papers here? Here. There should be most of it. Is that your vote?
Where was it in the backpack?
Vote?
Oh, yes.
That's your vote. Okay, I put that here. So, 4, 9...
And that's what I was saying. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How'd it go, man?
I went long.
Did you win?
Oh, of course I won.
You captured the character pretty well.
Everyone wins.
I thought that was just you. Then I went to the character. I'm like, oh, that is like all this.
Yeah, that's pretty much him. Yeah.
Have you paid for your Amelia?
Yes, I paid in advance. I paid
Eric
for everything.
Eric picked it up for
yes.
him.
Yes.
Oh.
So one, two.
God, they gotta keep walking. I need to go buy. What if they sell pencils here? I need to go buy a pencil.
So
I can't believe I came here without a pencil.
Two.
I told them that they should have put it in the bag.
There right. should be pencils in this stuff.
Well,
I gave you some. Oh, here it is. 4.
Yeah, but apparently only the VIGs got pens and pencils.
Yes, 2. So here's the first 3 scenes.
Okay.
I don't know if you took off the... Do you have the rest of it?
What do you have to these days?
How'd it go? Here's the end of it. We're
actually,
missing...
At this exact moment, I'm unemployed. I'm a software engineer. I work all over. What about you?
I am
It'll
working
dry.
At a place
it's
called
water.
Bandit that takes phone calls for Medicare.
I am doing massage and Reiki on the side. I start nursing school in 2 months.
Oh, good for you.
Congratulations.
And my honey right Angela, there, the white cat, is a nurse right now.
Angela, what kind of software?
Yeah.
All kinds. Whatever the company needs. Have you... I've done Java for 10 years. I've done .NET lately. Have you talked to my husband about Garmin? I have mentioned it to him, but I don't know if I want to work at Garmin.
I've heard, I know several people work at Garmin.
Eric works at Garmin. Yes. The benefits package is awesome.
Yeah. We actually had people from Banjit go to Garmin because their money is good.
Yeah, actually several people from my company ended up there. So I could probably get a job, but I'm taking time off right now before.
If you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's
no,
nice.
I don't. I'm in no hurry.
When I go to start going to school, we
where
set
are you
it up.
Go?
Little Kansas City, Kansas Community College, 2-year degree, no money.
Really?
RN, just be done, not owe any money.
What do you want?
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.